Oh, hi. Good morning. Come on in. You're just in time. Take a seat.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Rule. Sir, I have a problem with my boiler.
How about some coffee? Cream, sugar?
What is the best backup generator made today?
Blueberry scone, perhaps?
When you turn on the hot water, it whistles like a train.
Get comfy, because Lou Casa, Tu Casa. And he's taking your questions till 10. Right here on House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Good morning. This hour of House Smarts Radio, sponsored by Dykstra Home Services, by Espoma Organic Garden Fertilizers, and by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Welcome to my house. Lindsay's off this Saturday. She's on spring break with her family. Say hi to Marcia when you call in. Hi, Marcia. Oh, try one more time. Oh, wait, that's probably me. Try now.
Hi, Lou. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Nice to see you again.
It's lovely to see yourself.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in a while, so you're nice enough to get up this morning, so glad to have you here today.
I was excited. Thank you.
You're a good lady. So say hi to Marcia when you call 312-981-7200, and I'll say hello to all of you, to Don Kleppen and Joe Brand. Good morning, men. How are you over there?
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning.
Nice
well.
To see you.
You too.
A big thank you to Joe Brand, who was a guest on the Deep Dish Sports Talk podcast.
You know, you keep saying thank you, but it was great. It was a great time. I was really happy to do it.
How did you do with those young fledgling broadcasters?
It took me back a little bit, just stepping into your son's place, and it really reminded me of a nice post-college city life. And,
yeah, was there beer cans everywhere?
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah. I just kick a few over, but didn't trip over too
You're
many.
Like, my fiance would never allow any of this.
Even though I've tried to bring in a stormtrooper with the Michigan shirt like he had,
right.
And you know, everything else
right.
there. But.
Can't remember, do they have the cinder blocks with the planks of wood as the entertainment center or no?
No, I think they've upgraded to the old TV set supporting the new TV set.
Right, that's great. Well, that's very nice. I don't know that the podcast has hit yet, but...
I don't think it has, but no, it was a great time. Again, I had a blast.
You're very kind. That was nice of you to do that. Very nice. How's your bracket doing?
You know, I didn't do a bracket this year.
You did not.
But
Don, you didn't do one either, did you?
No, I tend to avoid that. I just do a draft and I pick like one of each seed.
How about that Michigan game?
Yeah.
Man. Wow.
This wasn't entertaining.
No.
It was,
and I mean, it was just Texas Tech all over the place.
Right.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Luckily, yesterday kind of made up for some of the disappointing games we had 2 days ago with Duke.
Did you see the end of the Duke game?
Oh,
I stayed up
unreal.
For that.
Unreal.
Unreal.
See, it was funny because when Duke just beat UCF last week, I was at the United Center for the Hawks game, and Chris Bowden was just about to go on for the pregame, but John Weideman didn't want to change a channel because we were watching the final seconds, and as Chris starts, you can hear this loud, oh, in the background because we're all watching the NCAA tournament.
Oh, my gosh. It was something. I mean, boy, they had a chance right at the end, right? That lob pass, it was perfect.
Second straight game. Last week, they would have lost. Yesterday, they would have went to overtime.
Yeah,
you
got right.
a feel for those teams, man.
You do. I mean, it really is. If you're not a fan of college basketball, if you just tune in to the last, like, 5 minutes of a game, your heart will just be racing.
And that's what the best part of this time of the year is, too. You can watch the hockey game and then, switch on for the final 3 minutes of the basketball game.
Yeah. Oh, it's something. Yeah. Something. I saw some tweet about, like, it was about the Michigan game where, you know, everybody gets all angry and they, you know, they tweet at the teams and the players and they do all that kind of stuff. And the person said, let's just remember that these are all, like, 20-year-old kids. Who are just trying their best. Like, they want to win, too. You know what I mean? They're not out there dogging it.
Right. I mean,
and
you see their emotions after the game? I mean, half the guys are crying when they lose.
Yeah, they're 20-year-old kids. They're you know, 3 feet out of high school, really, for most of them.
Nobody's
you know?
Flopping out there.
Right. Yeah, it is something. All right, we got a lot coming up on today. We'll talk to you gentlemen in about a half an hour and get some updates for you. This is interesting. We're going to talk with this gentleman who is a research engineer for the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety. Sounds like a fancy title. But what they do is, while we can't really fully fireproof a home, they're figuring out ways to make our homes more fire resistant. And these guys just created this kind of full-scale example where they built a house halfway with these fire-resistant materials and another one without, and they set it on fire to see what happened. So it was pretty cool. Video on that, and we're going to talk to these folks about 8:35 this morning. And then hopefully you're already following me on Instagram, at Lou Manfredini. But now we've got even more content coming to Instagram with our new House Smarts page. You can go to Instagram and follow us at House Smarts TV. And if you do, you can tune into our first Insta-Lou Live. We're going to do a Lou Live this Wednesday, April 3rd, from 7 to 8 p.m. I'll be available to answer all your questions live on Instagram. Be sure to follow us again at House Smarts TV. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's take a quick call and see if we can help Stephanie, who's in Park Ridge. Stephanie, you're on WGN. Good morning. All right, Stephanie, hold on. Stephanie, are you there? Hello, Stephanie. One more time. Stephanie, 1, 2, 3. We'll put you on hold. How about Shirley in Downers Grove? Hello, Shirley.
My call. You have helped me out 4 times, so I'm expecting this one to be successful, too.
All right.
I've got windows that were put in 16 years ago by a company that has gone out of business. It was a large company. I had 19 windows put in, plus a patio door. But I've got 4 windows in the front of my house on the east side that is getting condensation between the panes. I have gotten 5 estimates. They range from $850 to $1,500. Can you suggest a company that would be reputable and could give me some help on those windows?
So you mean the $850 is per opening? Per window is what they're telling you to replace the windows?
The window pane.
That's it?
The glass. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They take the glass out. Now that's the range of prices that I've gotten.
And these are replacement windows?
They're just the panes. The window
No,
panes.
But in other words, these windows that we're talking about, you had installed when?
Yes. I had 16 years ago by a company that's not in business anymore.
For that price, Shirley, you could replace the entire window.
No. There's $2,000 possibly a window.
How big are these windows?
They're the front windows, and they're cranked out, and they got mutton strips in them. I was sitting near another phone in case this phone went out of practice.
Oh, no problem. So, well, here's what I would do. One of our sponsors, and I work to promote their company as well, is the Gilkey Window Company.
But do they put panes in?
They do not, but I think you should probably get an estimate from them, and you'll be surprised at how much more affordable it is. And I would not invest $1,000 in 16-year-old windows.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just not a good use of your money. If I'm going to spend $800 on just replacing sashes, I'm going to get pretty close to that price and replace the whole thing, and that way it's an updated new frame that will work and operate, and then you have no worries, and then you have a new warranty on it as well. You can go to gilkey.com or 888-3-GILKEY to learn more. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:53 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Today, a Chicago sports-packed afternoon and evening on 720 WGN. First,
the Chicago White Sox, the Kansas City Royals.
Ed and DJ have the first pitch at 1:15. White Sox Weekly and the Beat right after baseball, and then
the Chicago Blackhawks, the Los Angeles Kings.
Bowden's late pregame at 9, John and Troy from the Staples Center at 9:30.
Baseball flagship.
Got him, Sox win.
The hockey flagship.
Hawks win!
The place to come for Chicago sports, 720 WGN.
Design, price, quality. quality. When the job's done right, you'll love all three. Remodel your home with Cowles Pro.
Picking the right company for your home improvement project is critical to avoid expensive problems down the road. Hi, I'm Bill Conforti, the owner of Cobblestone Development. If you are thinking about a new kitchen, bath, windows, siding, or other projects for your home, you have my word that when you work with Cobblestone, your project will be done on time within your budget. Plus, you will have great design, quality products, and equally important, expert installation. I handpick my team from the best in the industry. With our uncompromising ethics, honesty, and integrity, we earn an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call for a free quote, 773-661-0606. Cobblestone Development, award-winning home improvements for over 30 years. Visit cobblestonedevelopment.com.
Remodel your home with Cobblestone.
Yeah, how about that? Executive Green Carpet Cleaning provides a level of clean no one else can deliver. Here's how they do it. First, they invest in the world's most powerful carpet cleaning machines. Second, they use ultra-purified deionized water that tastes delicious. No, in conjunction with safe detergent-free pre-sprays, all Green Seal certified. And lastly, they're an experienced family of dedicated carpet cleaners who love their jobs. They clean with a smile. You'll get three rooms of sparkling clean carpeting for just $139. Call 630-990-8600. 630-990-8600. If you're going to have someone clean your carpets, they might as well have a smile on their face. Or you can schedule at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com.
A commitment to help you get the job done and get it done right. Come see the difference that partnering with the experts makes at Marvin Design Gallery by Evanston Lumber in Lake Bluff.
Working with your independent Marvin Windows and Doors dealer will forever change the way you spec, select, and recommend windows and doors. Whether it's products that help fulfill your creative vision or support that goes above and beyond, your Marvin dealer is your true partner from beginning to end. Marvin Windows and Doors is a fourth-generation family-owned business backed by a commitment to quality, craftsmanship, and innovation. Building windows and doors the right way and only available from local Marvin experts.
Visit Marvin Design Gallery by Evanston Lumber today. As Chicagoland's only Marvin Design Gallery, we feature a 7,000-square-foot showroom with over 70 displays. Visit evanstonlumber.com/Marvin to get free delivery on your first order. That's evanstonlumber.com/Marvin.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. The Bulls host the Raptors as they look to upset the Eastern Conference contenders tonight at 6:30. On WGN-TV. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Stephanie, I think I figured out my phone lines now. How are you? You're on WGN. Stephanie? Now I know it's working, Stephanie, because I can hear you. Stephanie? There she is. She walked away from the phone. Stephanie? All right, I'm going to go talk to Carrie in Sycamore. Carrie, you're on WGN.
Hey, morning, Lou. Hey, two quick questions for you. The first one is an easy one. So I've been listening to your Seattle Sutton journey, and hey, good for you.
Thank you.
So I have a question for you. In honor of our old pal Ron Sano, do you eat the Acapulco taco pie?
Well, so, you know, it's funny that you say that because I interviewed the owner, Rene Fisak, the owner,
yes.
and I said I have yet to have the Acapulco taco pie, but she reminded me because, of course, everybody in my life is smarter than me. She goes, yeah, because I've taken a vacation, and when you go on vacation, you can take the food with you, but I don't. And so I stopped the order, you know what I mean? And so when I stopped the order, that was the order that the Acapulco taco pie was coming. So I'm still anticipating it.
Well, Ron loved it, and it was funny because he couldn't pronounce it, so it became a running joke with him in the past. So, when you try it, give us an update.
I will definitely tell you about it.
Yeah, so my real question is, I have to do some tuck pointing, not a whole lot in my basement. It's an old house, it's 1896, so it's field stone.
Yep.
There's two corners where the mortar is just, you know, it's kind of getting eaten away, and we had some water issues, but PermaSeal took care of that, and some new gutters. So I've directed the water away, but I need to do it. It's yeah, exactly. They did a good job. It is below grade partially. So what material should I use?
Below grade,
mortar?
You're going to do this on the outside.
I have to do it on the outside.
On the outside, okay. So what's part of the below grade? Obviously, you're going to dig that away. so you can expose it. And really just a straight mortar, you want to get as much of the old crumbling mortar away. And then what I would do is I would dampen the stone first so that when you're applying the mortar with a tuck pointing tool, it only sticks to where you apply it, and really force that mortar into the joints, you know, so, and then tool it nice and smoothly so that you get a nice finish. Let that dry for at least 24, 36 hours before you place the soil back in there. Yeah, and I mean, and just the straight mortar like that will hold up just fine for you.
Okay, just regular mortar, but definitely start from the outside. Don't try to jam it in from the inside and hope you make it.
Correct, right. Yeah. And then the whole idea is to allow it to cure before you put any soil back against it. Carrie, thanks so much for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Because hate can have no place in our city.
To lead Chicago.
We have bonded over the need to make sure that prosperity and good fortune are brought to every community in Chicago.
A historic choice April 2nd.
You know, I'm going to have to do things that might make it impossible for me to be reelected, but I'm going to do them.
The conversation and coverage is here on Chicago's very own WGN Radio.
Hi, it's Lou Manfredini with Mike Gilkey, president and owner of the Gilkey Window Company.
Hi, Lou.
Mike, how about this crazy Chicago weather?
It can be pretty extreme.
More like extremely extreme.
That's why we manufacture Gilkey windows to stand up to any weather.
Gilkey windows have been independently verified to be among the most energy efficient windows in the country, right?
That's true. And they eliminate the transmission of nearly all UV radiation.
Well, that makes sense to me. And the fact that you sell Gilkey windows directly to consumers means that there are no middlemen marking up your product. Right now, buy one Gilkey window, get one 40% off, or up to 5 years no interest financing. Choose vinyl or choose fiberglass. Just be sure to choose Gilkey. Visit Gilkey.com to learn more. Or call 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-GILKEY.
New Balance Chicago carries the largest selection of New Balance in Illinois. With men's up to size 20, women's up to size 13 from AA to 6E. Their professional staff knows the importance of a proper fitted shoe. With a one-on-one consultation, they'll conduct an in-depth analysis of your foot's size, width, and gait. Then pair your foot with the right New Balance shoe. All adding up to a comfortable fit that feels like it was made just for you. Visit New Balance Chicago in Lincoln Park, Oak Brook Terrace, Orland Park, and Schaumburg.
Dandy Don Kleppen's news is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Into the newsroom.
Thank you, Lou. Good morning. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox says she is open to an outside investigation into her office choice to drop all 16 felony counts against Jussie Smollett. In an op-ed last night for the Tribune, Fox says a review of that choice would, quote, help maintain the community's trust. She says dropping the charges does not exonerate Smollett, but indicated that some of the evidence made securing a conviction against him uncertain. Chicago police maintained Smollett staged a racist anti-gay attack on himself in January to promote his career. Local officials have ordered him to pay more than $130,000 to cover the cost of the investigation. The Illinois Chamber of Commerce backing a 25-cent gas tax increase, which would inject an additional $2 billion a year into the state budget for transportation. The increase would raise the state's motor fuel tax from 19 cents a gallon to 44 cents. The money generated would help pay for needed improvements in the roads, bridges, transit, and other transportation projects. And SIU taking steps to ensure violations of hiring rules are not repeated. The Board of Trustees met yesterday and updated nearly 50 pages of board bylaws, policies, and statutes. Previous SIU interim president Randy Dunn was recently implicated in three improper hires by the Illinois Office of Executive Inspector General. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Do something new and exciting. Take ballroom dance lessons at Arthur Murray Dance Centers. It's a blast and great exercise, too. Guys, surprise your wife with ballroom dance lesson. She's going to love it. It's the perfect date night, and it's only $40 for your first private lesson. Maybe you have a big wedding coming up this summer. Learn to dance at Arthur Murray. They have 9 Chicagoland locations, so there's one near you. Schedule your first lesson at ChicagoArthurMurray.com. That's ChicagoArthurMurray.com.
Relax.
Real ID is a new federally required form of identification for people who fly domestically without a passport or visit secure federal facilities. Now, you won't need a Real ID to drive a car or get a bank account or adopt that cute golden doodle that you've always wanted. But if you do choose Real ID, just follow these steps. First, visit a Secretary of State Driver Services facility to take a new photo. Make sure to bring a proof of identity and proof of Social Security number. You'll also need two proof of Illinois residency documents. During your visit, you'll receive a temporary paper license. Then you'll receive your new Real ID in the mail within 15 business days. Now, there's no rush. You have until October 1st, 2020 to get one. Just head on over to realid.ilsos.gov or call 833-503-4074 for more information. This message is brought to you by the Illinois Secretary of State's office.
The Sterigenics plant in Willowbrook was recently shut down by the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency. This shutdown was ordered following mounting evidence that the area surrounding the Sterigenics facility has some of the highest cancer rates in the country. According to news reports, Sterigenics has been emitting extremely high levels of ethylene oxide gas for decades, a chemical that's been shown to significantly increase the risk of cancer. News reports assert that Sterigenics has known for 30 years about the threat their facility posed to nearly 20,000 people living in the Willowbrook area. They allegedly tried to cover it up by running secret sites and dumping dangerous chemicals into the public sewer system. Scientific testing found the Willowbrook area had its highest levels of this cancer-causing gas to date. If you live or work near the Sterigenics facility in Willowbrook and have been diagnosed with cancer that may be linked to the carcinogenic gas, ethylene oxide, contact the personal injury lawyers at GWC immediately. Call 312-999-9999 or visit JusticeStartsToday.com.
For help around the house with roofs, windows, kitchens, bathrooms, home additions, and basement remodels, trust the folks at Mega Pros. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MegaPros.com.
Checking WGN Sports this morning, it's Joe Brand.
In the NCAA tournament, Auburn had the only upset as they eliminated one of the number one seeds in North Carolina. The Tigers will face Kentucky in the Elite Eight after the Wildcats beat Houston. Michigan State took down LSU, so they'll play Duke, who squeaked past Virginia Tech. White Sox baseball returns to the airwaves this afternoon as they continue their season in Kansas City. Reynaldo Lopez and Jake Junis take the bump. Pre-game show with Andy Mazur starts at 12:40. First pitch with Ed DJ at 1:15, all here on 720 WGN. Yu Darvish will pitch for the Cubs tonight as they visit the Rangers at 7:05. And the Bulls host Toronto tonight at the United Center. And tonight the Blackhawks visit the L.A. Kings tonight. It's the penultimate road game in the Hawks' regular season. Chris Bowden's pregame show is at 9. John and Troy at the puck drop at 9:30, all here on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. I'm Joe Brand, WGN Sports.
Thank you, Joe. Checking WGN traffic this morning. The big trouble spot's also still on the tri-state. Northbound, it's closed from Gulf to Central because of a crash. And then again, westbound 94, that's closed from Town Line Road to Route 176 because of a rollover crash reported by Illinois State Police. Traffic's being forced off at Highway 60 or Town Line Road there. And it involves a wrong-way driver and an Illinois State Police car. So that those two spots on the tri-state, northbound between Gulf and Central, and then westbound 94 from Town Line to Rockland, both areas to be avoided right now. Other than that, though, the interstate's all moving fine. No worries in terms of delays or crashes out there. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, cloudy and then windy later today, some light rain this morning, high of 41. Tonight, less rain, but still cloudy and windy, low of 25. Tomorrow, sunny, some clouds later, high around 40. And then Monday, mostly cloudy, but warmer, highs in the low 50s. It's 38 right now at O'Hare, 40 at Midway, 39 in Lake Forest, and 39 degrees downtown along Chicago's lakefront. I'm Don Kleppen in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and these are the stories that matter on 720 WGN.
You're listening to Lou. That's right, that fix-it guy. Right here on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Over the horizon, smooth sailing, he's gotten to see.
Thanks, Don. Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lindsay's off this weekend. Say hi to Marcia when you call in. Put you on hold, and we will try and get you as many phone calls as we possibly can. This is Diane in Park Ridge. Hi, Diane.
Hi. Good morning, Lou.
I have a problem with my phone lines. I have two wall phones, one in the basement, one on the first floor, and all of a sudden they've gotten staticky. I have some other phones in the house, and they're, you know, smaller phones, and they're fine. I had a low voltage man, come out and check the lines, and he was here for a few hours and said, I have to talk to the electrician that put these lines in, because I had it done when I did some remodeling. And he never called me back or did anything, so I called he said he wanted to talk to the electrician. I called my electrician, and he said the low voltage man said that it would be, it would cost an arm and a leg to fix it. I don't know, I never talked to him after that. Never sent me a bill or anything. He just wanted to be done with it. Who can help me? I have the phones that are directly connected into the wall with a Leviton, little box. So the power and the phone line go right into the wall. There's no wires showing.
Okay, so you have a wall. So you have a wall-mounted phone,
mm-hmm.
And there's also an electrical part that plugs the phone in.
Right.
Okay. Now, you can take that phone off of there, right?
Right.
And then when you take that phone off, the part that plugs in, mm-hmm. is that something you can extend and plug in somewhere else?
Yeah, I can, but I'm running a phone line from my...
This is
the phone works fine now when I hook it up somewhere else.
It does. And so here's what I want you to test. If you're able to take that phone and keep the phone actually plugged into the jack that is your phone line,
uh-huh.
but then the power source plug into another plug and it's clear...
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got some interference in between the electrical line and the phone line. And so there's some crossover interference that's occurring right there.
Okay, I do have an electric outlet right by the phone, and I have plugged it in there because it's so tight I didn't bother even trying to...
Do you have an extension cord?
Well, the power cord from this wall phone that you use if you were not, have this Leviton thing... I plugged that into a wall outlet.
Correct.
And then I ran the phone line into another
phone. But if you run the phone line into that wall, the issue that's occurring here,
uh-huh.
Diane, is all in that wall jack.
Okay.
Because if you tell me you plug it in somewhere else and it's fine, I think you're getting the interference between the electrical part that's in that box the phone line. There's some crossover that's occurring, and it can just be the currents because they're next mm-hmm. to each other.
So okay.
What I want you to test is I want you to plug the phone in, the phone part, to the wall. But I want you to plug the electrical part into something else with an extension cord. If you do that and then there's no signal issue,
mm-hmm.
then we need to get the electrician to come and fix all that. Or, I mean, does this have to be a cordless phone?
Well, it's convenient. I mean, it's what I'm used to and I like. And
Then it has to be. Then that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
So if that is the case, then what we have to do is probably open up that box and separate those lines a little bit. And they can even put like a little shield. I think you're just getting interference because the lines are next to each other. And the voltage is leaking out of the electrical and hitting and interfering with the line.
Yeah, no, I had that for 6 or 7 years and no problem, so something has happened since then, is that
it? I mean, it could be a myriad of things. A circuit is different, something else. There is an alarm company that I've worked with for years
mm-hmm.
that does a lot of low-voltage stuff, and they mm-hmm. might be able to help you with this. It's called Alert Protective.
Okay.
They're in the city on the northwest side, and I know they work in Park Ridge. So if you look up their phone number... give them a call. Tell them I told you to call and see if they can help you out.
Okay, so you're saying hook up my phone, the wall phone, the...
To the wall,
the phone
jack,
card itself to the wall.
Plug it in with an extension cord to another outlet somewhere in the room, like on the other side of the room.
The phone line directly into this Leviton,
Correct.
Okay. All right, I got it. I'll try that.
All right,
Thank
good
you.
Luck. I appreciate Bye. You calling this morning. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
Today.
Chicago.
Saturday baseball from Kansas City as the Sox take on the Royals. Andy Mazur with your pregame at 12:40. Ed and DJ with the first pitch at 1:15.
Hey, Sox fans, Rick Renneria here. White Sox baseball plays here. 720 WGN.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace?
Ace has top-rated paint, like Valspar and Clark and Kensington. We can even match any color you need with our color-matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Ace has top-rated paint, award-winning service, and can match any color. There's also the extra mile promise. If it ever takes more than one trip to complete your paint project, Ace will bring you what you need and delivery's free. See acehardware.com for details. Only at Ace, the helpful place.
Get decked out for summer with Architect, TimberTech, American Sale, and Weber Grill. Imagine your backyard transformed into the backyard of your dreams. A gathering place for family and friends to enjoy. Win a backyard makeover complete with a 16-foot by 12-foot deck from Architect and TimberTech. A three-piece sectional with a fire pit from American Sale and a Weber Spirit II E310 grill. The contest runs through March 31st and is valued at almost $25,000. Details at WGNradio.com/contests.
The numbers are in.
WGN Plus is where Chicago comes for podcasts.
Here's what's going on with WGN Plus. Behind the Curtain is getting starstruck with the national touring cast of Anastasia. Shypedia introduces a new app to break down the tech stigmas with Tip-Off. And Figure Facts is discussing Colon Cancer Awareness Month and foods that help prevent it. Everyone's got to eat, so you might as well eat the right stuff. Look them up. WGN Plus on iTunes and Google Play.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back broadcasting live from Fox Home Center on Saturday, April 13th. It's our annual Fox Home Center Spring Show, and it's a blast. Complimentary breakfast and refreshments will be served, plus live music, and the first 300 attendees will receive a stocked goodie bag. It's hands down one of the best events of the year. That's going to be on Saturday, April 13th from 7 to 10 a.m. at Fox Home Center in Alsip. We'll have the prize wheel out there. There's tons of fun stuff to give away. Fox Home Center's 18,000 square foot showroom has everything to make your dream home a reality. You'll be wowed when you walk in. Whether your style is traditional, contemporary, or farmhouse, you're sure to find something that you'll love at Fox Home Center, all at fantastic prices. And their qualified designers and sales staff will help you every step of the way. So join us Saturday, April 13th at Fox Home Center. They're located at 11150 South Cicero in Alsip. That'll be Saturday, April 13th. With plenty of free parking. For more information, go to foxhomecenter.com.
You know the age-old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix
it. We have old windows, so the cracks run.
But if it is broke, you can always call Lou.
I have a storm board with a screen rip. Could that be replaced?
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Lightning and the thunder.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Jan is in Chicago. Hey, Jan, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. My name is Jane. I'm sorry.
Hi, Jane.
Over by Smo.
Hi.
I'm redoing my master bathroom, and we have an issue. The plumber was here and put in all of the new behind-the-wall items, and the plaster's been here, and the tile guy's been here. But the problem is, the plumber's going to come back. When we turn the hot water on, we only get hot water for 10 to 15 minutes, and then we don't get any. The contractor's been here. The hot water heater is on. It's working. It's full. It's hot. Can you give me any insights?
When you turn the valve on to pull hot water, you get it for 10 or 15 minutes. This is just out of the shower?
No, these are in the existing shower and the kitchen, et cetera. The master bath is still under construction, so we haven't hooked up the faucets in there yet.
Okay, but, and nothing has changed in the water heater?
Correct.
How old is that water heater?
About 8 years old.
Okay, and do you have a, do you have like a laundry sink?
I have a wash machine. I don't have a laundry sink, no. The laundry's on the second floor and the water heater's in the basement.
Okay, and so in the base, you don't have a sink in the basement at all?
I have a powder room in the basement.
Okay. What happens to the hot water there?
I haven't tried it.
All right. Well, let's try that. And if the same thing occurs there, then this can be an unrelated issue with your water tank that you may have a an issue with your dip tube. Wait, let me ask you this. When you turn the water on after 15 minutes, it goes from hot to warm or it goes from hot to cold?
It never really gets hot. It gets to about 100 degrees out of the kitchen sink and out of the shower.
Okay.
So very quick, warm showers.
Okay. All right. So my guess is you've got a problem with your dip tube in your water heater that has nothing to do with the work that's been going on. It's just a coincidence. The dip tube in your water tank, if you can imagine, you know, you got this barrel of a water tank where the cold water comes in. There is a tube connected to that point that as the water fills the tank, it goes to the bottom of the tank first, like a giant straw.
Okay.
Those tubes, it can deteriorate. And when they deteriorate, they get holes in them. And so when the cold water comes in, it starts to inject cold water into the middle of the tank or the top of the tank. And so when you first turn it on, you're like, wow, I get all this hot water. But the minute it starts to fill, it tempers the water. The reason that tube is there is to drive the cold water at the bottom of the tank. You draw the hot water from the top, and we're using physics on our side, right?
Okay, right.
So if you go to that powder room and the same thing happens, this is a water heater issue. And with an 8-year-old water heater, I mean, since you have plumbers there already, well, they can disconnect the cold water line and replace the dip tube, probably cheaper than replacing a water heater.
Okay.
But just keep in mind, the average life of a water heater in the U.S., 7 years.
Wow. The other one we had, I think, for 20.
I know. And when I say that, I get people like you, Jane, that say,
yeah,
hey, my water heater's 20 years old. Lou, you're full of it. And I go, okay, in Texas, I know for a fact in Texas there's a guy who's an Ace dealer down there who sells more water heaters outside of Dallas than anybody because the water is so hard there, people replace their water heaters every couple of years.
Okay. Well, like I said, it feels hot and the pipe is hot and I know that it's on, so there is hot water in there, but it almost feels like there's a bladder or some kind of reservoir, so that makes sense.
Right.
Great.
Give that a try. You got it.
Okay, thanks so much.
Good luck. I appreciate you calling this morning. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ryan Lindholm with Lindholm Roofing. The heavy snow and ice and extreme temperature changes this winter can damage roofing shingles, gutters, and siding. A proper roof inspection and maintenance now can catch problems early, saving you significant costs in repairs down the road and maximizing the life of your roof. Also, the rain, wind, and hail that accompany spring are not far off, so prepare now. Call us at Lindholm Roofing, 888-4-ROOFER, or visit lindholmroofing.com. Lindholm Roofing. Our family has your family covered.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
What did I do there? I didn't want to do that. Hi, it's officially spring. Soon it'll be time to wake up your garden to a new growing season. Time to prune, plan, clear debris, and stock up on Espoma products. Espoma is the highest quality, most effective natural and organic products for your lawn and garden. Rich organic garden soils, natural plant foods, and organic liquid fertilizers. You'll be amazed what Espoma products will do for your garden. Ask for Espoma at Lurvy's and Des Plaines and participating Ace Hardware and True Value stores. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
With the northern lights are running wild.
Thanks for listening to my dad.
He's America's home improvement hero.
He's really tall.
He's Lou Manfredini. And this is House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Mike is in West Chicago. Hey, Mike, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. My question is, I've got radiators in the house, and I need to change some of the stop valves on the faucet in kitchen and the bathroom. And if I shut off the water in the house and then open up the valves and drain some of the water out, would I be draining the boiler system or something for the
No.
The hot water
no,
heating
not,
system?
They're not connected at all. So,
oh, okay.
I mean, if you shut the you know, the water off while you do all this, I mean, you're not, you know, I mean, that now that the temperature is, you know, a little bit warmer, that boiler's not really working that hard. And, you know, you're constantly feeding water into a boiler. But that, no, absolutely not connected whatsoever. You can shut it down, open those up. And then, you know, if you're going to replace those stops, one of the things that's pretty common now is doing these quarter turn stops as opposed to the old, like, crank, crank, crank.
Right.
And those are really super efficient. You turn them a quarter on, they're off, and I think that, you know, you'll get more performance out of that long term if that's what you're going to go through.
Good. I'll do that. One other quick question.
Yep.
I've got a non-contact electrical tester that you can, you know, put into the a wall receptacle and check the electricity. You know, when I put it in on either both sides, register voltage. And I was wondering, I've got one of those plug-in electrical testers, but since it's only a two-prong outlet, if I put one of those adapters on that three-prong tester, will it still register certain conditions on that that circuit?
If I put a three-prong, okay, so they're two. So you have a reset.
Two prongs, so I can plug it into a two-prong receptacle.
Right. So another. Okay. So you have a two-prong receptacle with no ground, and you want to plug in there that has a ground?
No, I want to. I've got one of those electrical testers
The electrical tester has the ground, and you want to put it. Yes, it will. Yes.
Yeah.
See what you're saying. So in other words, you're just going to put one of those adapters on to be able to plug it in. And and see what's going on. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to also say, though, too, one other problem I detected is, and I know I need to get an electrician in to handle it, but there's two three-way switches I wanted to replace and everything like that. I have individually turned off each of the circuit breakers, but when I test one of those switches, there's one lead on it that's always hot, no matter, even though I've, and as I say, turned off each of the circuit breakers to see which one, you know, is supposed to knock the power out to that circuit. Any thoughts on?
Well, I mean, if you've shut off the individual breakers, but you still have a hot lead coming in, then that is obviously being serviced by some other breaker. And it could be, a feed. You know, it could have been a piggyback onto another line that brought over there. That's a different circuit entirely. And so, in order to localize that, you need to find that circuit and find out where it's coming from. And that could be the raw power coming in to feed the bank of switches. But it's a different breaker. And so, that's the most important part, is that you have to localize that so you can kill that breaker before doing any work on that line.
I see. Okay.
Makes sense?
Well, thank you, Lou.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Do you have silver or gold to sell? Call me, the Antique Lady. Now is the best time. Call the Antique Lady at 773-262-1000. For years, WGN listeners have been calling the Antique Lady to sell their antiques and art. Why go to the mall or send your family treasures through the mail? Call 773-262-1000 for a buyer you know and trust. Bring your sterling silver flatware, trays, teapots, and candlesticks to the Antique Lady. Old, broken, and unworn gold pieces sitting in the drawer can be turned into cash. Deal with a family-owned business that's been in the same location for over 30 years. At 6901 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago, you'll receive a fair price with no pressure to sell. Call 773-262-1000 today.
Winters in Chicago are long and cold. You know, we're forced to spend a lot of time indoors, but now we can finally start to focus on the outside. Enjoy the great outdoors on the most versatile space in your home, your deck. It's the ideal family getaway destination, and it's just a few steps from your back door. Now, make sure your deck is ready for everything that spring and summer have to offer with a visit from Deck Tech. Deck Tech cleans, seals, and protects your deck, restoring it to its natural beauty. In fact, Deck Tech has been helping Chicagoans enjoy everything from the casual barbecue to Mother's Day to Memorial Day and everything in between for over 25 years. For a free estimate, call 800-956-DECK. That's 800-956-DECK or visit restoreyourdeck.com. For a limited time, mention this ad and you'll receive a $75 discount. Deck Tech, helping Chicagoland homeowners enjoy the great outdoors for over 25 years. That tone you heard, men, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. The Steve Cochran Show, well, they celebrate the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. If you're a smart speaker user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Time now for WGN Radio News, sponsored by Team Hochberg. We say good morning once again to Don Kleppen.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you. 38 degrees under gray skies right now at O'Hare. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says he plans to reintroduce a new version of his comprehensive immigration bill in the near future. He tells WGN's John Williams the president's take on what's happening at the southern border is an outrage.
Yes, it is a challenge. Yes, we're being overwhelmed with numbers. But to call this an invasion and a caravan, these folks are walking up, children in hand, and presenting themselves to people with uniforms. They are not trying to, you know, storm the border or invade, for goodness sakes.
In a tweet yesterday, the president ramped up his repeated threat to close the border by next week unless Mexico takes action on illegal immigration. Chicago police alerting the public about a robber who cuts his victims with a knife during a struggle. WGN's Pam Jones with that.
Police say it happened in the 5300 block of Hyde Park Street yesterday at 7:20 a.m. Two people were hurt. Officers say the attacker was wearing a black hooded sweatshirt, dark jeans, and a red bandana over his face. Pam Jones, WGN News.
A member of the infamous Ripper crew has been released from a downstate prison. The satanic cult is believed to be responsible for a string of violent, sexually motivated murders of women in Chicago and the suburbs in the early 80s. The Illinois Department of Corrections confirmed that Thomas Cocorales became a free man after completing half of his 70-year sentence. Cocorales was convicted in the 1982 murder of Lorraine Borowski of Elmhurst. Congressional Democrats still want to look at Robert Mueller's Russia report by April 2nd. AP's Mike Gracias in Washington.
In a letter to the Senate and House Judiciary Committee Chairman, Attorney General William Barr announced Friday his plan to send to Congress a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. In Florida, President Donald Trump didn't object to that decision, while again saying,
"This was a hoax. This was a witch hunt. I have absolutely nothing to hide."
But Maryland Congressman Jeannie Raskin notes the House Judiciary Committee had set an April 2nd deadline for seeing the report.
There's growing suspicion that he's using this in order to delay and prolong the whole process.
Congress will be in recess for 2 weeks beginning April 12th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says they want the full report, not a redacted version. Attorney General Barr said in his letter that he'd be available to speak with congressional panels May 1st. Crowds of Palestinians headed to the Israeli border this morning, just about an hour before a planned mass rally to mark 1 year of weekly protests in the Gaza Strip. Dozens of volunteers in fluorescent vests prepared to restrain demonstrators from getting too close to that fence. Ambulances were lined up as well. Some protesters started approaching the barrier, which prompted Israeli forces to respond with tear gas. And for the first time in history, a person living with HIV has donated a kidney to another person living with the virus. A team from Johns Hopkins Medicine completed the living donor transplant earlier this week. Doctors say both donor and recipient are doing well. A professor of surgery there says this is huge, that, quote, a disease which was a death sentence in the 1980s is now so well controlled that those living with HIV can save lives with kidney donation.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he said that's incredible. He said those with HIV have not been able to donate kidneys until now because of worries that the risk of kidney disease in the donor was too great because of the virus. But recent research on over 40,000 people living with the virus showed new drugs are safe for kidneys and basically evens out the risks of donation on both sides. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
We can beat them all.
Service to a green tea.
Hi, this is Tonya Khoury of Green Tea Windows.
Increase the beauty and value of your home with our exceptional, energy-efficient, EPA-certified windows. They're made here in the U.S. with a lifetime warranty, and our installers have a minimum 7 years' experience. And listen to this. Our windows have the newest technology, self-cleaning glass. Yes, our special glass actually cleans itself. Dirt, dust, and water just rolls right off.
Service to a green tea.
Green tea can beat any window offer. Right now, buy one window, get the second window for $1. Yes, buy one window, get the second window for just $1. Plus, 0% financing is available. Call us now for details and a free estimate. Call 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green tea.
800-5-GREEN-TEA.
800-5-GREEN-TEA. Or greenteaservices.com.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Checking WGN Sports this morning, it's Joe Brand.
Thanks, Don. Some March Madness nail-biters last night. Kentucky staved off Houston for an Elite Eight matchup against Auburn, who upset North Carolina. And Duke once again survived and advanced, a 75-73 win over Virginia Tech. Coach Mike Krzyzewski's 16th Elite Eight in charge of Duke.
If we succeed famously. And if we do not succeed, we have tried to succeed famously. And I like that aspect of our program immensely.
Well, whatever that means, it worked for Duke last night. The Elite Eight starts tonight at 5 with Texas Tech playing Gonzaga. To baseball, Reynaldo Lopez pitches in regular season game number 2 for the White Sox today. Southsiders are still in Kansas City. Andy Mazur begins the pregame show at 12:40. Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson with the call at 1:15 right here on 720 WGN. Yu Darvish made just 8 starts for the Cubs last season. He takes the mound against his former team tonight as the Cubs resume their season in Texas. First pitch from Globe Life Park is at 7:05. The Blackhawks are in Los Angeles tonight taking on the Kings. They've got 5 games left on their regular season and 7 points out of a playoff spot currently. It's unlikely, but not mathematically impossible. Pregame show starts tonight at 9 with Chris Bowden, John and Troy at the puck drop at 9:30, all on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. The Bulls are hosting Toronto, hoping to end their 3-game losing streak. And I know it's tough for White Sox fans to hear anything positive about San Diego right now. Last night at Petco Park, the Padres introduced their new themed mascot race.
Please welcome 5-time Emmy Award winner Ron Burgundy, sports anchor Chip Guide, weather with Rick Tandlin, and field reporter Brian Fantetta.
Yeah, that's the 4 personalities from the movie Anchorman racing along the warning track over at Petco Park. And in the inaugural race, Ron Burgundy took home first place.
You mean they're like caricatures of the characters?
Right. You know how in Biller Park they have the sausage race? And
yeah.
At the Sox games they have all the radio and TV personalities
mm-hmm.
race. That's what they do at Petco Park now in San Diego. Washington does the presidents.
Yeah,
I think it's good.
I like that
one.
For
yeah.
the inaugural one, it would have been cool if Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd and all
they actually
those guys
did it.
Were actually running out.
I'm
there.
Sure that would have cost a big chunk of change.
Yeah, right, right.
Worth it.
Yeah, I'm just glad Ron Burgundy won in first place in the first one. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and Chicago White Sox baseball, I'm Joe Brand, WGN Sports.
Thank you, Joe. Checking WGN traffic this morning. We still have those closures on the tri-state. Northbound 294 shut down from Dempster to Central because of a crash with an ejection reported there. Vehicle slammed into a broken down car. Traffic's being detoured at Dempster now. And then westbound 94 is shut down from Town Line Road to Rockland because of a rollover crash involving a wrong-way driver and an Illinois State Police car. Traffic there being forced off at Town Line Road. Both of those have been going on for over an hour now. Definitely areas to be avoided if you can. Other than that, the interstates are okay. The Dan Ryan's the only one with some elevation. Inbound, it's slow from Roosevelt into the Byrne Interchange. It's about 18 minutes to get from 95th to downtown. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Cloudy, becoming windy later today. Some light rain this morning, high of 41. Tonight, less rain, but then still cloudy and windy, low of 25. And then tomorrow, sunny, some clouds, high of 40. Monday, mostly cloudy, a bit warmer, highs in the low 50s to start the week. 38 now at O'Hare, 40 at Midway, 38 degrees in Tinley Park, and it's 39 downtown along Chicago's lakefront, the wind chill making it feel more like 31. I'm Don Kleppen in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
The name game.
Two words.
Lulu
Lamborghini. Oh. Six syllables, two words.
Shirley, 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 Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Banna, Bo Burley, Be Fine, Mo Merrily. Shirley.
Five syllables.
Lou Manfredini. You're right.
It's
Lou
Manfredini. Lincoln, 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 Bo Bingham, Bo Nana, Banna, Bo Bingham, Bee Fine, Bo Mingan. Lincoln.
Louis Manfredini. I was thinking of his full name.
Right.
Actually, Lou Manfredini is only five syllables, but Louis Manfredini is six.
Lincoln. And now back to your host, Mr. Louis Manfredini.
That's me. This hour of House Smarts Radio is very popular. It's sponsored by NSS Exteriors, by our friends at Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, by Fox Home Center, and by Design First Builders. Thank you, all of you, for supporting House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN Chicago. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to the phone call. Oh, and I had a caller call and remind me. Last week we talked about some solar panel analysis, and I said I was going to do some research. So I think we spoke around near 8:30 or so. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on. I've got some data on that I want to share with you about whether solar makes sense or not. But right now, let's get back to your phone calls. And this is Jerry in South Bend. Hey, Jerry, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Good morning to you. I have a question about water softeners.
Okay.
Mine is 21 years old, and now they've come out. We went to a home show, and they had so many different ones. Everybody wanted to sell you a water softener, and some of them, they run anywhere from $2,200 to $595.
Right.
So
what have you been using now?
I have an aqua system. It's just, like I said, it's 21 years old. That's what I've been using for the last 21 years.
Okay. There's a bunch of different makers out there. And my experience over the last, it's almost 12 years now, I have had a system by a company called Kinetico. And what's unique, and I have found with a lot of water softeners now, you know, they've got timers on them, and you've got to sort of set the timer for the regeneration based on your usage. And, you know, you're kind of looking at it going, how often do I use it, this and that. The issue, I think, for most of us is, while there is some repetition in our lives, there's a lot of unplanned repetition in our lives, right? So, I don't know, did you go on vacation recently?
Sure did. Ten days.
Years, yeah. Did you do anything with your water softener while you were away?
I did not.
You should have. So, I mean, see, that's the thing. Nobody does that. And so now the thing's regenerating, and then you get back and you get in the shower that first time, and everything's super slimy, and, you know, it's really not comfortable at all. And with this Kinetico system, and there are other systems that do this, but I'm not a spokesperson for them. I got nothing to do with this company. But it's based on the usage of your of how you use it. So if all of a sudden a lot of people are using it, it regenerates automatically. I have found that it reduces the usage of salt that you use. I personally have found that I think that the salt-based units work better than some of the electronic ones that are out there. This is a professionally installed product only, and I think it's definitely worth getting an estimate.
Okay.
Starts with a K, Kinetico.
Got it written down, because I'll forget.
you sound like another guy I know not named Jerry.
Well, the older you get, you know, he loses a few things.
That's right, exactly. You know, they say the mind is the second thing to go, Jerry. I appreciate the phone call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Ken, who's in Prospect Heights. Hey, Ken, you're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. 2 years ago, we put an addition on, and we zoned the boiler, which worked perfectly. But I'm wondering if I need to rezone again or if I can add another zone. The problem is the middle part of the house is nice and toasty, and the addition is nice and toasty, but the north end of the house where there's two bedrooms, where the thermostat is, which is in the center of the house, you know, the thermostat gets satisfied and then shuts off. Well, the water hasn't circulated enough to get the two north bedrooms warm enough, and they're always cold. So I'm wondering two things. Should I move the thermostat, or should I can I zone again into a boiler? I've tapped already into it. You know, it's zoned once already.
Well, the short answer is maybe, because depending on where those pipes are now in that area, in those two bedrooms that are far, I assume pretty far away from the boiler itself, is that an I'm sorry,
it's at the opposite end of the
okay.
house. It's
and
a range.
Do you, is there a full basement?
It's a 5 foot crawl.
A 5 foot crawl. Okay, and so those pipes are coming back. Basically, if those two pipes, you know, in other words, are direct feeds back to the boiler, then sure, you could zone again. Or, I mean, you could have new tap lines come over to feed those two and then put a separate either sensor or thermostat in those back rooms, which will give you that other zone. I mean, something like that with a boiler, you know, you could spend $1,000 on a zone.
Okay.
To have that done. But if ultimately what we're trying to do is get some, you know, controlled comfort and utilizing the boiler that you have, it makes the most sense as opposed to, you know, doing some sort of supplemental heat in there, and you'd be spending probably the same amount of money, and this way it's all tied into the same system, and more, I think you'll get a more consistent heat throughout the home that way.
So moving the thermostat down to the middle of the hallway closer to those bedrooms, you wouldn't do that?
I mean, will it help the bedrooms? Sure. But will it also affect the other ones? Probably, too. In other words, if you're saying that the only issue is these two bedrooms at this point, is that true?
That is correct.
Then I would zone those areas.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Thank you, sir.
You got it, Ken. I appreciate you calling this morning. It's 8:17 in the morning. My name is Lou Manfredini. This is House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back.
A history-making election in the city of Chicago. And you can follow all the results, the coverage, and the conversation on WGN Radio. Live from the Billy Goat. Hey, we've got our A-team working, so there's no reason we can't have a little fun, too. And you're invited to swing by. Live results, live music. We're live from the Billy Goat on Extension 720, the Election Night Edition.
Tuesday night is Election Night in Chicago. Get the coverage and conversation from the WGN Newsroom and Justin Kaufman at the Michigan Avenue Billy Goat. Beginning at 7 on WGN Radio.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is sponsored by Design First Builders, remodeling homes and building relationships. When's the last time you cleaned your garbage and recycling bins? They might be used for waste, but they need a little TLC, too. Take your empty bins outside and squirt some dish soap into the bottom. Use a sprayer attached to the garden hose to pressure wash the inside. Rinse and repeat if needed. This will freshen things up, and I promise you, your garbage collector will thank you, too. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this. Want to fall in love with your home all over again? Design First will make that happen. Design First is a custom home remodeler that handles every step of your dream remodeling project, from bathrooms and kitchens to basements and full home additions. Goodbye laminate, hello quartz. So long unfinished basement, hello man cave. Stop by DesignFirstBuilders.com to see a few of the projects that have helped homeowners add value to their home. DesignFirstBuilders.com. Design First Builders, remodeling homes and building relationships.
Mm, yeah. Normally, I don't want a live read after I just recorded me, but I didn't know that was there. Hi, thanks, Lou. Thank you. Hey, it's me, Lou Manfredini, and I'm now
9 weeks. I think I'm further than 9 weeks into my Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating Program. I think I'm 10 weeks, and I've lost 20 pounds. And now my friends are telling me I look thinner, and I am. I definitely have more energy. I'm sleeping better. Get this. This is a direct quote from my wife. I no longer snore. How about that? Lose 20 pounds, stop snoring. That, talk about saving your marriage. Fellas, I think that that whole thing, my wife used to talk about the fact that, you know, when we retire, we're going to get separate bedrooms because of my snoring. It's completely gone. My health has improved. I feel great. Here's what happens. I get two deliveries of freshly prepared portion control meals. The food tastes great. It's fresh. The variety is amazing, and it's balanced, so I feel satisfied. And I look forward to what's next with Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. If you want to join me in a healthier lifestyle for 2019 and beyond, all you have to do is call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Their phone number is 800-442-3438. 800-442-3438. For me, it's not just about losing weight. It's about a healthier lifestyle. And I'm telling you what, Seattle Sutton's helping me do that. It's amazing what eating right can do for your overall well-being. I'm proof that it works. Invest in a healthier life with Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. 800-442-3438. Or go to their website, seattlesutton.com.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here with you. 312-981-7200. This is Josh, who's in Joliet. Hey, Josh, you're on WGN.
Hi. I just had a quick question. I've been having a problem with my kitchen sink. This has been going on for a while. When I turn my kitchen sink on, it fills up, and me and my mom have tried two rounds of liquid plumber, and we've also tried plunging it. Does it need to be rotted out? Could there be tree roots in there, or what? What do you think?
Is this a single sink or a double sink?
It's a single sink.
It's a single sink. And so it drains, but it drains slowly, or it doesn't drain at all?
When I turn the kitchen sink on, it fills up, and then...
eventually it drains.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here's what I want you to try. There is a... if it's possible, I want you to get the water hot. What I would do is, so you don't fill the sink up with cold water, is maybe take a big pot and put it underneath the faucet and turn the hot water on and get it really hot.
Okay.
And once it's hot, then, you know, remove the pot and then put some, I want you to buy a drain opener called Green Gobbler.
Okay.
Green Gobbler are these packets of pre-measured solutions that when they get connected to water, it's a safe product if you put in your hand dry, but when it connects with water, it turns into a drain opener that will eat away what's going on inside that drain. Now, if this does not work, then it may need to be rotted, but this is worth the shot. So I want you to get the water hot, then I want you to pour the packet down the drain and then put 2-3 inches of water in the sink so that that hot water is in there and allow that to work through to see if it opens up. If it opens it up and it works, then we're golden. If not, then yes, you may need to rot it.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you, Lou.
I appreciate you calling this morning. Okay. Last week I talked to a gentleman about solar panels. And I had mentioned that I had read an article about the solar payback and what this area would cost when it came to solar. What I know about solar is that there's a long payback, and a lot of the federal tax credits and state credits that are out and are there, some are gone, some aren't. So what I did is I went to a calculator based on my address to figure out what was going on. This was kind of the easiest way to do it. So I want to kind of run through this right now. So this would be our home in Chicago. and our monthly, I assumed a electric bill of $240 a month is an electric bill. Now, that's a little on the high side, but I'm trying to take a little bit higher average because, you know, that's for a lot of people use a lot of AC and whatnot. So in order to match, so that is an estimated system use, and I'm going to do a little math here, of about 18.9 kilowatts. In order for me to match that power, I would need 63 solar panels on my home, which would essentially cover my entire roof to be able to get this kind of power. And if I were going to finance it, okay, to pay for all this, it would, at about a 4% interest rate, in 20 years, I would save about $55,000. But I would be paying about $185 a month, okay? And so the federal tax credits that are out there right now are about $22,000. The estimated system cost after the tax credits, okay, so stay with me now. I get those credits. The cost to put that system on my home is $64,000. I need basically 25 years for it to balance out and pay for itself. And the point that I was making with the gentleman last week, if you were listening, was I love solar. It's great. But that payoff is really long term. And so if you know you're going to stay in your house for the next 25 years and you want to do something green, then it's the way to go. Here's the other thing. Solar panels are not like, you know, armor on the side of a tank. You have to maintain them. They do have, you know, there are problems with them where if the panels are there, you know, they could wear out or need, you know, some type of a service or replacement. So what that cost analysis does not factor in is the cost of overall maintenance over 25 years. Now, the leasing programs where they put that on top of your home, you really have to check the fine print because I don't know that you're actually saving as much as you think you are because of the cost to install. The only way to kind of really do this out is to run the numbers and take a look at what your annual bill is and to see what does it cost me annually to have electricity in my home. And if I did this solar panel and I put all the tax credits in there, you know, what would I save? Sure, are you lessening your impact to the grid and, you know, coal-fired plants, which most electric plants are no longer coal-fired, even though I just read another report that said we burned more coal this year than we ever have. Which, I mean, for a lot of us, we understand why that is. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is energy has gone to other sources now. There's a lot of natural gas plants going. There's a lot of solar already. There's wind. There's a whole combination of the two. If you want to be green and you can make the investment, that's great. But the key that you have to remember is that there is a huge upfront cost and a long-term investment that has to go into doing solar. I hope that helps, and I hope that you can do, you know, that research to make sure that it fits for you. All right, it's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
You know how there's always that one thing in a room that draws you in? Well, it's hard to beat the beauty and elegance of granite and quartz countertops. And Tom has the most enormous selection in Chicagoland. Over 400 in stock. Whether you want classic and understated or bold and exotic, you're going to find a look that'll elevate your home's wow factor. Adding granite or quartz enhances the value of your home, and the prices cannot be beat. Another reason I always stop to see what's new at Builder's Supply Outlet.
Today, a Chicago sports-packed afternoon and evening on 720 WGN. First,
the Chicago White Sox, the Kansas City Royals.
Ed and DJ have the first pitch at 1:15. White Sox Weekly in the beat right after baseball, and then
the Chicago Blackhawks, the Los Angeles Kings.
Bowden's late pregame at 9. John and Troy from the Staples Center at 9:30.
Baseball flagship.
Got him. Sox win.
The hockey flagship.
Hawks win!
The place to come for Chicago sports, 720 WGN.
Spring's the best time for your annual chimney cleaning and inspection. Hire Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace to clean up your dirty, smelly fireplace. Mention WGN for $100 off. CleanFireplace.com.
Oh, hi. Hey, do you want your basement to be dry most of the time? If so, then PermaSeal is not the company for you. All too often, PermaSeal hears homeowners who say, you know, my basement only leaks when it rains. Well, you don't expect your living room to get wet, do you? Then why continue to live with a wet basement? The PermaSeal team believes your basement should be dry no matter how hard it rains. That's right. You can have a permanently dry basement. You just need to call 800-421-SEAL. They offer a free estimate, no haggle pricing, and a price assurance guarantee, so you can rest assured you're getting the very best value. Roy Spencer, well, he started PermaSeal back in 1979, and it's still a local Chicagoland business doing the right thing and standing behind their work. They also have the most positive reviews of any waterproofing company on the BBB website. Your basement is already dry most of the time, but if you want your basement to be dry all the time, you know who to call, PermaSeal. 800-421-SEAL. That's 800-421-7325. Or visit permaseal.net.
At CDW, we get that in business, the only certainty is uncertainty.
I agree.
Or do I?
I do, I think.
Well, an APC micro data center solution implemented by the experts at CDW provides certainty that your infrastructure will deliver the performance and support your business needs. So you're ready for anything.
I'm somewhat, maybe reasonably confident. That sounds great.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/APC.
I will, probably.
Tuesday night, as soon as the polls close, turn to WGN-TV for complete election coverage. All the results and reactions, along with expert analysis. Watch your vote count starting Tuesday night at 7 on WGN-TV. And if you live within the city of Chicago, I do encourage you to get out there and vote for whether it's your alderman, I think it's treasurer, as well as the mayor's race. It's quite an amazing thing that we have two women that are vying to be the next mayor of the city of Chicago. So please do your civic duty if you're a resident of the city of Chicago and get out there and vote. It's time now for WGN Radio News at 8:31 in the morning, sponsored by Green Tea Services. Into the newsroom. Here's Don Kleppen.
Thank you, Lou. Good morning. Police say a 17-year-old boy was shot and killed on Chicago's southwest side yesterday. Officers say he was walking with some others in the 3500 block of West 58th Street around 7 p.m. Police say four men got out of a black SUV and started shooting at the group. No arrests have yet been made. Family and friends gathered on Chicago's south side to remember slain police officer John Rivera. Fellow officers carried Rivera's casket into the Church of Annunciata yesterday as his mother followed. Students carried balloons, flags, and signs wrapped around the procession line to honor him. The 23-year-old who had been on the force for 2 years was shot to death March 23rd as he sat in a car after a night out with friends. Rivera's colleagues say he was serious about policing but also had a wonderful sense of humor. And after trying repeatedly to gut federal funding of a wide-ranging Great Lakes cleanup, President Donald Trump has reversed course. The president announced during a rally Thursday in Grand Rapids, Michigan, that he is supporting $300 million this year for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Change is good, and maybe it's time to change your ride. Look no further than the all-new Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Plus, Chevy Silverado comes with an available 4G Wi-Fi hotspot for seamless communication and all the latest safety features like forward collision alert, lane change alert with side blind zone alert, and front and rear park assist. Silverado is designed to handle the toughest loads with this advanced trailering technology, tough on the road and off. And the all-new design gives you more cargo space than the competition. Chevy Truck Month ends on Monday, so hurry in to get 0% APR financing on the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LT All-Star. Doesn't get any lower than zero. At your Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. See why Chevy is once again the number one best-selling brand in Chicagoland, now 8 years running. Change is good, and now it pays big.
Welcome to Ask a Plumber, brought to you by Plumbers 911 of Chicago. This week, we're speaking with Joe Piccioli of Power Plumbing to learn more about the services of Plumbers 911 Chicago.
So, Joe, with the rains that come during spring and fall, I'm sure you hear lots from folks with flooded basements. But what should people do to make sure their sump pump is in working order?
There is nothing more aggravating for a homeowner than when their basement floods. And you're right. The sump pump is one of the most useful pieces of basement plumbing equipment to help ensure that any water that gets in is promptly pumped out.
We'll be right back with Joe Piccioli of Power Plumbing.
Broken pipes, clogged toilet, flooded basement? The professionals at Plumbers 911 Chicago are ready to answer your call. They'll get your plumbing job done right the first time. Their phones are open 24-7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. That's 1-833-PLUM-911.
Welcome back. We're here with Joe Piccioli of Power Plumbing. So, Joe, how can folks make sure their sump pump is in good working order?
The first thing to do to perform a quick inspection of the pump itself. First, unplug the pump and plug it back in again. If the pump doesn't turn on immediately, it probably needs to be repaired or replaced.
Got any other advice, Joe?
The second way to test your sump pump is by running water through it. You only need enough water to raise the float until the pump kicks on. The pump should kick on once the water level reaches a predetermined level below the basement floor. If the pump doesn't turn on, it could be clogged or damaged. At Plumbers 911, we recommend that you inspect your sump pump at least once each year. If you run into any trouble, the trained technicians at Plumbers 911 are just one phone call away.
Thanks for joining us today, Joe. Remember, if you have a plumbing emergency or need plumbing services, go to plumbers911chicago.com. Plumbers911chicago.com.
When was the last time you sealed your granite or natural stone countertops to prevent stains and etches? Well, here's a little test you can do that will tell you if your stone needs sealing or not. Pour a tablespoon of water in multiple locations on the surface and let it sit for 30 minutes. If you see a dark mark or ring created by the water, then it's time to reseal. Use Granite Gold Sealer for maximum protection against stains, etches, and soil buildup. Visit the stone care experts at granitegold.com to find stores near you.
Taking a look at WGN Sports this morning. Hello, Joe Brand.
Hey, Don. Chuma Okeke will undergo an MRI today after the
Auburn. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. After the Auburn forward left early in the second half and the Tigers win over number one ranked North Carolina yesterday, Auburn will play Kentucky in the Elite Eight tomorrow. Michigan State and Duke also had Sweet 16 wins. So it's going to be Tom Izzo against Coach K on Sunday as well. The Elite Eight kicks off tonight with Texas Tech taking on Gonzaga. White Sox baseball returning to the airwaves this afternoon as they continue in Kansas City. Reynaldo Lopez and Jake Junis taking the bump. Pre-game show with Andy Majors at 12:40. First pitch with Ed and DJ at 1:15, all here on 720 WGN.
Can I go back to basketball for just a second?
Sure, why not?
Now, certainly Duke is amazing, right? And Coach K is amazing. But isn't it also amazing that Gonzaga is just a perennial in the tournament?
But they've never won, correct?
But they're always in it. You know what I mean? I get that they're always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Right.
But, I mean, it's just, it's like Gonzaga. They're there. And, I mean, their coach seems like a good guy. You know who's a really good the guy last night? Who did Duke play last night?
Virginia Tech.
Yeah. I like their coach.
His name is escaping me.
Yeah, but he's a funny dude. He even made a joke, like, you know, midway they were winning at halftime, and he made a little joke about Jim Nance doing the call or something like that. And he was like, maybe we could get Tony Romo to come in and do the do the color or something. It was really funny. And I'm like, have a sense of humor. I get that it's a... But it's a game, you know what I mean? It was fun to watch.
I still have a love for Jay Wright of Villanova. After a couple of years ago when they won in the buzzer beater,
yeah.
It goes in the air and he just looks at it and then just nonchalantly does a little fist pump. It just something so
yeah, right.
Cool and confident about him. Just men want to be him.
Yeah.
It's just,
he's like a James Bond.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Shaken, not stirred.
Exactly.
Well, we have White Sox baseball returning to the airwaves this afternoon as the Sox will take on the Kansas City Royals. Reynaldo Lopez and Jake Junis on the bump. Pre-game show with Andy Mazur at 12:40. First pitch with Ed and DJ at 1:15 here on 720 WGN. Yu Darvish pitches for the Cubs tonight as they visit the Rangers at 7:05. The Bulls are hosting Toronto at the United Center tonight. Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy facing off in the Dell Technologies match play. And tonight, the Blackhawks visit L.A. It's the penultimate road game in the Hawks' regular season. Chris Bowden's pregame show is at 9. John and Troy have the puck drop at 9:30. All here on 720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. I'm Joe Brand. WGN Sports.
Thank you, Joe. Checking WGN traffic right now. The northbound Tri-State 294 closed from Dempster to Central because of a crash with an ejection reported. It slammed into a broken down car. Traffic's being detoured at Dempster there. And then westbound 94 is closed from Townline Road to Route 176 or Rockland because of a rollover crash on northbound the Tri-State there. Traffic's being forced off at Townline. It was a wrong-way driver and an Illinois State Police car involved in that crash. We also have some closures in Plainfield for the Fastcat 5K, 10K, 119th, 248th, Millennium Parkway, and Van Dyke, all closed for a block or so for the for that Fastcat 5K, 10K. Those should reopen by 10:30. And then CTA Redline, the Addison station, closed until 4 a.m. Monday morning for some road work. They have some shuttle buses to accommodate riders. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, cloudy and then becoming windy today. Could still see some light rain this morning, high of 41. Tonight, less rain but still cloudy and windy, low around 25. Tomorrow, sunny with some clouds, high around 40. And then Monday, mostly cloudy but warmer. Highs in the low 50s. It's 38 right now at O'Hare, 40 at Midway, 39 in Tinley Park, and 39 degrees downtown along the lakefront. The wind chill is just around 31. I'm Don Klepp in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and these are the stories that matter on 720 WGN.
Most people love the weekends. A little R&R, time with the family, maybe some celebrating. Unless you have a to-do list around the house a mile long. When do I need to...
I don't know what to do.
Hey, you only know what you know. And what you don't know, maybe Lou does.
I'm not that smart, but I'm no dummy.
Give him a call with any of your home improvement questions. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a bit. Joining me on the phone line right now is Daniel Gorham, who is a research engineer for the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety. Daniel, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Luke. Great to be with you again, and good morning, Chicago.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. So you and I had a chance to talk on our New York and West Coast shows, and we thought it'd be interesting to have a conversation with you here in Chicagoland. We know a little bit about fire here in this city, and so it's something that we historically have always been something that we're very cognizant of. First, tell me, what is the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety?
The IBHS, as we like to use the acronym, is a nonprofit organization supported by the property insurance and reinsurance industry. We are the sister organization to the Institute for Highway Safety, and where they crash test cars, we crash test houses. And we look at four different weather perils, wind, rain, hail, and wildfire, and see how it impacts the built environment, what we can do to be more resilient.
I have a little personal experience in this, in the sense that I have my wife's cousin's son. So stay with me on this. Just got a job working for some big insurance company out in California. He's an engineer, and evidently he goes into like industrial, settings where they will look at the risks that are involved in those types of things and make recommendations when these, large businesses are seeking to, get coverage on insurance. I mean, there is a vested interest, obviously, not only with the overall safety concern for an insurance company, but you're also trying to mitigate the risk of things happening. And so you guys are trying to take a fresh look at things to make sure that proper methods are being done, correct?
Right, exactly. And we're really trying to look at, how those weather, how the hazards, whether it's hurricanes or tornadoes or wildfire. We know that they happen, and we know that they impact the built environment, homes and businesses. And what we're trying to do is, through research, understand how that happens and what homeowners and business owners can do to be more resilient. So like you said, from the insurance industry perspective, they have some risk to consider. But even for the home and property owners, what they can do to be more resilient, because they're at the local level. They're the community that needs to recover after an event.
One of the bits of research that your organization did is you took the time and made the investment to essentially build a small house, you know, connected to each other, but with two separate building materials used, or a bunch of different building materials used, and the overall layout, and then you essentially set the thing on fire. Talk a little bit about that project.
We were looking at the wildfire resistance of buildings. And so for wildfires, which are very prevalent out west, but also occur in the central United States, including the Illinois area and eastern United States, how they impact buildings is typically through embers or firebrands that travel ahead of the fire front. Those are the small little burning particles you might see on the news report. And those embers can travel miles ahead of the fire front and land on and around building, which lead to small ignitions and potentially the destruction of the home. So that's really what we looked at in that demonstration you were talking about, shooting embers at a building, and we kind of split it down the middle, where one half used wildfire resistant construction materials like non-combustible siding, multi-pane windows, closed eaves, and really importantly, on the ground from 0 to 5 feet, we used a rock mulch. And on the other side, we used more traditional building materials in wildfire-prone areas like cedar siding, open eaves, and bark mulch. And so when those embers, when they impacted the building, we saw some flaming ignition on the bark mulch, and that eventually spread up and into the building. But on the wildfire-resistant side with the rock mulch and the non-combustible siding, we didn't see any ignition. And that's what we want to see for those houses that are going to be impacted by the wildfire, that the embers that travel ahead of the fire front, they don't lead to those ignitions.
On the surface, you know, here in the Midwest, you know, people listening are like, oh, that's pretty interesting stuff, but, you know, we don't have any wildfires typically here in the Midwest. However, these same type of building practices can be applied here and have the same kind of impact. I mean, you talk about that mulch, and, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, on a WGN radio personal thing, we used to have a morning show host here who was on a trip, and a fire burned his house down that started from the grill outside that leaked onto the mulch that ignited it. And so some of those same practices can really have an impact on us here in the Midwest.
Absolutely. Yeah, those ideas where, you know, we think of the kitchen fire or the fire inside, but also exterior fires. And a grill on a deck is a very common scenario, something that you'd probably see in the Chicagoland during the summer when it's nice weather. But you still need to be cognizant of that and doing the right things to prevent ignitions and making sure your building's resilient.
Right, right. It's really interesting. And the video, I think, is quite compelling as well. Daniel Gorham is a research engineer for the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety. Where do they learn more, get some information, and possibly even see this demonstration?
So you can see videos and pictures for the demonstration, learn about some of the guidance we have for homeowners, all on our website, ibhs.org. That's ibhs.org.
Thank you so much, Daniel. I really appreciate you talking with me once again, and I hope you have a terrific weekend.
It's a pleasure,
Lou.
Same to you.
Yep. Bye-bye. It's 8:47 in the morning. You know, you probably have heard me talking about the Gilkey Window Company, right? And people are like, why do you recommend it? Well, here are the facts. First of all, I've known the Gilkey people for as long as I've been on the radio. This March, by the way, is 24 years that I've been on WGN Radio. And Gilkey was probably one of my very first sponsors back in the start of all this. That, along with my friend Bill Conforti. But they've been independently verified, not just my word for it, but to be among the country's most energy-efficient windows. Independently, Gilkey custom manufactures and professionally installs your new windows. There are never any middlemen, and the Gilkey warranty is second to none. So right now, you can buy one window and get one 40% off on the fiberglass and the vinyl windows and doors, or up to 5 years, no interest financing. Now, if you'd like to learn more, Set up a free, no-obligation in-home visit and estimate. Give Gilkey a call at 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-GILKEY. You can tell them that Lou Manfredini told you to call. Or visit them online at gilkey.com. You can choose vinyl or you can choose fiberglass. Just be sure to choose Gilkey.
Crashes, flat tires, road debris, and express lanes that are anything but express. Getting to work every day is a new adventure. Keep your travel times lower with WGN Traffic on Steve Cochran Show, weekday mornings on 720 WGN.
We procrastinate on a lot of things. Hi, this is John Williams. I was going to tell you about this a long time ago, but then I didn't get around to it. The Joint Relief Institute in Orland Park and Oak Brook is offering you a free, no-risk screening. This means you can visit their clinics, have your knee examined by one of their board-certified physicians, and if needed, you'll get a free x-ray to precisely determine the source of your pain, and then learn if there are non-surgical options. So don't put your pain management off any longer. I know you can live with it, but why? Especially when the Joint Relief Institute provides non-surgical, pain-free treatment of joint pain. For many of us, that means our knees. For some, it's their shoulder or some other joint. Either way, get a free evaluation and then some pain relief. The Joint Relief Institute in Orland Park, now in Oak Brook, too, will put a joint lubricant into that exact spot where you need pain relief, and it works. It's covered by most insurance, too. So come on, come on, come on. I know I'm nagging, but call 708-888-0000. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Face it, when you have a home, you're never home free. Things get messy. Thankfully, there is CLR, the go-to solution to tackle calcium, lime, and rust removal stains all around the house, inside and out, from grimy siding to clogged showerheads to crusty dishwashers. CLR's patented formula gets to work quickly, dissolving stubborn buildup with no hard scrubbing. Best of all, CLR gets the tough jobs done without harsh chemicals, so it's safer for your family and the environment. In fact, for the third year in a row, CLR has been named a Safer Choice partner by the EPA. For the nastiest jobs in the house, reach for the CLR because, hey, life is messy enough. Visit them on Facebook and Twitter and get more information at clrbrands.com.
Looking for some help this morning on your home improvement project?
How handy of a guy are you, Tom?
Tom, are you
still there?
You've got a question, he's got a solution.
Well, you're my how-to man. When I have a question, I call you. Your how-to.
Your go-to handyman. It's Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGA.
Welcome back. Brand new Instagram page for me, at HouseSmartsTV. If you're on Instagram and you're already following me on Instagram at Lou Manfredini, thank you very much. But we're going to provide you with some fresh content and bite-sized content to help you live in and around your home. And then I'm also going to be doing an Insta-Lou Live this Wednesday, April 3rd, from 7 to 8 p.m., I'll answer all your questions live on Instagram, so be sure to follow us at HouseSmartsTV. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Jane in, are you in Algonquin?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. Hey, listen, Lou, I'm looking to clean my basement carpet in our finished basement.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on the chemical cleaning method versus the steam cleaning method.
You mean using water? Are you going to do it yourself?
No, I'm going to have a professional.
Yeah.
But I just didn't know. I just thought with the chemical, it might dry quicker, but I didn't know how safe it is.
It dries pretty quick. The other, I have always done the kind of the wet mode and I've had it done professionally. I've done used machines myself, and I've always been impressed. You know, it's all. Most carpet is nylon, and you get that scrubbing and the hot water going. And it does a really nice job. I mean, we have a sponsor here, you know, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. They do a really nice job. And I have used them on commercial projects as well as in my own home and been really impressed with the results. And that's the,
okay,
that's
so,
the wet
so
method.
So you kind of recommend that?
I recommend the wet. I do. I do.
Okay. So could you give me the number off the air?
I can give it to you on the air. It's Executive.
Oh, okay, good.
It's executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. So if you go to that website, you can actually book it online if you want. They have a deal going
okay.
right now where I think you can get three rooms for $139 or something like that. They're not,
okay.
Jane, they're not charging enough, in my opinion.
Okay, well, great.
I appreciate you calling this morning. Let's talk with Marlene, who's in Palos Heights. Hi, Marlene. You're on WGN.
Hi, good morning. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I've listened to you for years and years.
Thank you very much.
I have a 20-year-old cedar dick that is going around an ash tree that was here before we put the deck up.
Okay.
And the squirrels love the tree, but in the last several years, there must be a black walnut tree somewhere in the neighborhood. But I live right off the forest reserve anyway, so I don't know if they grow wild or not. But I have black walnut stains on my deck, and I have deck tech do my deck every other year, but I can't afford to do it every year.
Sure.
So I don't know if, can I put wet and forget on, there's so many stains, though, it wouldn't it just lighten the spots where the, I don't know what to do with the stains. It
okay.
looks horrible.
Why don't we do this? Are you, how big is the deck?
Oh, about 15 by 25. It's a big deck.
Okay. If you do a simple deck cleaner, okay, on the end of a, how are your arms? What kind of shape are your arms, Marlene? Got good arms? How are the guns? You got the guns?
I'm pretty elderly, so I'm 80 plus years old.
Oh,
so
good for
my arms
you.
Are not
okay, well, if you can get someone to even do a simple thing like any kind of deck wash, like Penifin, I love Penifin. Penifin makes a. You're down in Palos. You got a great Ace Hardware down there in Palos. They may be.
Yes, we do.
They may be. I don't know this for a fact, but they may be a Penifin dealer, and they make a really good deck brightener. This Penifin company. You mix it in a bucket of water, and you use a broom, a stiff broom, and you brush it on, and then you rinse it off, and that will probably take care of those stains. Now, either you can try that. Or you can hire somebody to do that. They may even be able to help you with a handyman or somebody that has a service down by you that can help you with that.
But my question is, do I do the whole deck? I mean, if I just do
one. I would do the whole deck because it will change. It will lighten it all up, and you just want it to be consistent.
Correct.
So yes.
So, and it's a broom you could apply.
Yeah,
it with
a stiff broom in a bucket, and you scrub it, let it sit there, you rinse it off, and you're done. Penifin deck brightener.
I just put that down. Penifin brightener, and if that won't affect the finish from Deck Tech, I mean,
it will not.
Okay.
All right.
Do you think? Well, you can't say that. I mean, I don't know if I should not even have Deck Tech. I mean, they do a pretty decent job.
Do a great job, but you said you just did it.
Yes, I just did it last year.
If this is something that you do every other year, then clean it. This should work, and if it works, it's great, and then you can have them come back next year like you normally do. That's great.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Penifin Brightener.
Deck Brightener.
Deck Brightener. Okay, got it.
You got it.
All right, thank you very, very much, and I love you.
I love you too, Marlene. Okay. Thanks for calling. I really do appreciate it. Lou Manfredini here. Lots of love going around. Hold on, I got to tell you something. Is John here? Is he off today?
It was actually going to be Frank and Sherry.
Oh, really? Very nice. Okay. Come on out and join me at Fox Home Center in Alsip. I'll be broadcasting live in 2 weeks. Saturday, April 13th from 7 to 10 a.m. Enjoy breakfast and refreshments. There's even a tiki bar serving mimosas, a chance to win prizes, and the first 300 attendees will walk away with a goodie bag from Fox Home Center and their partners. Fox Home Center is located at 1150 South Cicero in Alsip with plenty of free parking. Visit the events page at WGNradio.com for details. Sponsored in part by Everlife Luxury Vinyl Plank Flooring from MSI, Shiloh Cabinetry, and Trex Decking. We'll see you at Fox Home Center on April 13th.
The numbers are in.
WGN Plus is where Chicago comes for podcasts.
Here's what's going on with WGN Plus. Judy Pilock may not be around the newsroom these days, but she sure knows her way around to Goodwill, so check out the photos from her latest visit to the Glenview location. Apparently reminds parents that you still have to parent when going through a divorce. And the Mincing Rascals, well, guess what they talked about? Jesse Smollett. Look them up. WGN Plus on iTunes and Google Play.
Did crabgrass and other grassy weeds take over your lawn last year? Prevent weeds from ruining your lawn by applying Bonide's DuraTurf Crabgrass Preventer today. Just apply Bonide's Crabgrass Preventer, available with or without fertilizer, and that will stop the crabgrass and grassy weeds from growing in your lawn for up to 5 months. Do you want your lawn dark green and healthy looking all season? You need to use Bonide's DuraTurf four-phase lawn program throughout the year. The four-phase program rids your lawn of over 200 broadleaf and grassy weeds, including crabgrass, nutsedge, and dandelions. This program will also take care of surface insects such as fleas and ticks while slowly feeding your lawn throughout the year. Bonide offers up to a $35 gift certificate to the store where the Bonide four-phase lawn program was purchased. You can also buy the four phases individually as you need them throughout the year. Bonide products are family made in America. Find Bonide's DuraTurf lawn program at these fine stores: Flat Hill Nursery in Carpentersville, Chalet Nursery in Wilmette, Flat Hill Nursery in Bloomingdale, or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Siding, windows, kitchens, baths, and more. Call Cobblestone Development for all your home improvement needs. 773-661-0606. Cobblestone Development.
Remodel your home with Cobblestone.
At Joe Rizza Acura in Orland Park, you save more. It's March, and with Savings Madness going on now, the time to buy your new Acura at Joe Rizza Acura in Orland Park is right now. Choose from hundreds of vehicles in stock every day. Now through April 1st, you can take home a new 2019 Acura RDX, just $339 a month, or a new 2019 Acura MDX for just $399 a month. With Savings Madness, there's never a better time to buy. Joe Rizza Acura on 159th Street in Orland Park. Visit RizzaAcura.com now. Payment time plus first month payment, tax, title, license, and dock fee. Qualified buyers with
Can you remember the last thing you bought that stayed looking as good as the day you bought it? Buy the Yard maintenance-free outdoor furniture will retain its charm and beauty for decades. Make this the year you invest in your forever furniture. Visit Buy the Yard's indoor showrooms in Vernon Hills or Yorktown Center, where it always feels like summer. Shop their dozens of table chair sets or gliders. You won't find more to choose from then at Buy the Yard. Visit buytheyard.net and request a free catalog. Hear everyone's favorite weatherman, Tom Skilling, weekday afternoons at 4 on the Rocon Show with Anna DeVlantis on 720 WGN. If you're a smart speaker user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. This report of news is sponsored by Espoma Organic Potting Soils. Into the newsroom, here's Don Kleppen.
Thank you, Lou. Good morning. 38 degrees, gray skies right now at O'Hare. 2 days after an Illinois state trooper was hit and killed by a driver, another trooper is dead. It happened around 3:25 this morning in the westbound lanes of 94 in Green Oaks near Libertyville. The driver was traveling eastbound and hit trooper Gerald Ellis head-on. The 36-year-old was then taken to a nearby hospital where he died. He was on the force for 11 years. Just yesterday, State Representative Tim Butler announced a bill creating tougher penalties for violators of the Move Over Law.
We need to do better as a legislative body to address this growing issue. We need to do better for the state employees of Illinois who risk their lives every day on the side of our roadways. We need to do better for the citizens that we represent who are on the side of the road if they have car troubles. We need to do better on Scott's Law.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox says she's open to an outside investigation into her office's choice to drop all 16 felony counts against Jussie Smollett. In an op-ed last night for the Tribune, Fox says a review of that decision would help maintain the community's trust. She says dropping the charges does not exonerate Smollett, but indicated some of the evidence made securing a conviction against him uncertain. Chicago police maintain that Smollett staged a racist anti-gay attack on himself in January to promote his career. Local officials have ordered him to pay more than $130,000 to cover the cost of the investigation. Police say a 17-year-old boy was shot and killed on Chicago's southwest side yesterday. WGN's Pam Jones has that.
Officers say the boy was walking with some others in the 3500 block of West 58th Street around 7 p.m. Police say four men got out of a black SUV and opened fire on the group. The teen was taken to the hospital in critical condition and later died. No arrests yet. Pam Jones, WGN News.
President Trump says he'll likely shut down the border of the U.S. on the south side next week. That would be the Mexico border, unless Mexican authorities immediately stop all illegal immigration. ABC's Stephanie Ramos says that administration isn't stopping there.
The State Department says that at the president's direction, the U.S. is cutting foreign aid to El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. These three countries are the central source of migrants to the U.S., so many of them overwhelmingly women and children.
Closing the border can potentially cost both countries billions in commerce. Gaza's health ministry says a Palestinian teenager has been killed by Israeli fire during the ongoing mass protest along the Gaza-Israel frontier. The ministry said today that Adam Amara, 17 years old, was wounded in the face and died in one of the protest camps in East Gaza City. 13 Palestinians have been hurt by live fire in those protests, marking the first anniversary of the demonstrations movement. And one supermarket's plastic bag replacements are making the internet happy this weekend. A branch of the Rimping supermarket in Thailand has started bundling all of their fruit and vegetables in banana leaves and flexible bamboo. This technique's pretty common for vendors in tropical locations, but rarely is seen in international stores. The leaves are naturally waterproof, resistant to humidity, have no toxic chemicals added, and can make great compost rich in nutrients. Social media users have been sharing pics of the packaging, the green color of which they remark is much more aesthetically pleasing than plastic. Also noted in the posts is the packaging's lack of cost to the environment. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Count on Revisions Windows and Doors. From consultation through installation, we're your trusted partner for making window and door replacement easy.
Marvin Windows and Patio Doors have the power to transform any room. And as your authorized installing retailer, we make the replacement process simple and stress-free. We measure, order, deliver, and install. Our knowledgeable staff will help you find the perfect solution. With a vast array of style options, it's easy to customize your Marvin Windows and Doors and bring your vision to life. Marvin Windows and Doors and your authorized installing retailer. We'll take care of the details. You enjoy the results.
Revisions Window and Door, your Marvin authorized installing retailer, provides the perfect solution and professional installation. Family owned and conveniently located in Elmhurst, Revisions has been bringing factory direct pricing straight to the consumer since 1993. Visit us at revisionswindow.discovermarvin.com.
Free furnaces, free air conditioners.
What's this crazy talk from my husband, Dick Hochschild, owner of American Weathermakers?
I was just making the point, Elizabeth, that I hear so many ridiculous offers.
You're right. At American Weathermakers, we don't need misleading offers. We have the best service and honest pricing on the top furnace and air conditioner brands every day.
While other companies shout about low prices and free giveaways, American Weathermakers has quietly become the best heating and air conditioning value in Chicagoland.
And I love that customers trust our American Weathermakers 60-Minute Men to come to their rescue.
If your furnace or air conditioner breaks down day or night, we'll be there in 60 minutes or you get a free $60 gift card for repairs. And we never charge for travel or overtime.
You'll fall in love with American Weathermakers, too.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are. Call toll-free 855-955-HVAC.
Or visit AmericanWeathermakers.com.
Taking a look at WGN Sports this morning, what's up, Joe Brand?
Well, what's up, Don, is Tom Izzo was criticized for his heated exchange with freshman Aaron Henry a few weeks ago. Well, the forward led all Spartans with 20 points in yesterday's 80-63 win over LSU. Izzo and the Spartans now get set for their Elite Eight matchup against Duke tomorrow. The Blue Devils barely advanced for the second straight round with a 75-73 win over Virginia Tech. Kentucky beat Houston, so they'll play Auburn, who upset number one-ranked North Carolina last night. The Elite Eight will begin tonight, starting with Texas Tech and Gonzaga at 5. To baseball, the White Sox will return to the airwaves today. Reynaldo Lopez taking the mound against Jake Junis in the Kansas City Royals. Sox are looking for their first win of the season. Andy Mazur's pregame show is at 12:40. Ed and DJ have the first pitch at 1:15 here on 720 WGN. Yu Darvish and the Cubs look for another win in Texas as the Cubs continue their regular season at Globe Life Park tonight at 7:05. And this year's NL Central is expected to be a dogfight, especially with the Cardinals' improvements this offseason.
Another pitch. There's a long one to left. Another home run for Paul Goldschmidt, number 3 on the night. And all of a sudden, the Cardinals have broken this one open. It's now 8-4.
Yeah, that's courtesy of Cardinals Radio on KMOX. Goldschmidt becomes the first player in baseball to hit 3 home runs in his first or second game with his new team, St. Louis evening up their series against Milwaukee with a win against the Brewers. If the season ended today, the Bulls would have a 12.5 chance at a number one pick in the NBA draft. They're 2 games behind Cleveland in the tank standings. If they get up to 3rd in the tank standings, they'd bump up to a 14% chance. They've got 6 games remaining in the regular season. They'll host Toronto tonight at the United Center. Quickly to golf, Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy are tied through 3 holes in the Dell Technologies match play round of 16. The Blackhawks visit the L.A. Kings tonight, still on the outside looking in of a playoff spot, and with time running out, Chris Bone begins the pregame show at 9. John Weideman and Troy Murray start the call at 9:30, all here on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. And Lou, we've got breaking news from Rockford University. They've announced their new defensive coordinator.
Wait. Rockford University.
Yeah.
Their new defensive coordinator.
His name is Dan Kleppen, and he's the former linebackers coach and brother of our own Don Kleppen.
No way. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats to brother Dan. Go Regents.
Go Regents.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The where is it in Rockford?
Yes, it is.
Some good investigative reporting there, Liz.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's out there. I'm going to have to go to more games myself this season.
Yeah, I love that.
Don didn't even tell me. I just put it down there and it just happened to recognize it. So just lucky timing.
It's beautiful.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's lovely. Magical. Yeah.
So, okay. Someday you'll be something, Don.
I know. That's what they keep telling me.
Wait, real quick, Joe. When do you turn into a pumpkin and you start chasing after the Cougars?
Less than a week. April 4th is opening day in Kane County.
Oh, very nice. And have we figured out how we're going to do a remote out there? Are we going to talk to some people?
I'm trying, Lou. Believe me. Who do I got to talk to?
Hustling. Who do I got to talk to over there?
Well, why don't you talk?
Wait, who are they the farm team to?
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, so that doesn't help us at all.
No.
Locally.
But Arizona. You know what? We're hopefully going to get an outfielder by the name of Alec Thomas. He went to Mount Carmel High School, and he's the son of the White Sox strength conditioning coach.
Maybe we do this. Maybe we do some kind of, like, thing where we invite, high school baseball team somehow, you know, like local, you know, like you see where I'm going here?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Right? Get some sponsor or something.
We've got some day games in Saturday. It would work out great. I'm totally on board.
I want to be in the booth next to you.
Oh, that's...
Is it cozy?
There's always an open door of the booth. It's a very cozy, nice booth.
Yeah?
It will be cozy. It sounds like.
Me, you, Don, yeah. All like crammed in there, Lindsay. Move over. Stop poking me. Mom, when are we going to get there?
Maybe I'll even buy you a hot dog, but it's got to be Thursday because they're dollar hot dogs.
Oh,
now, so.
Nice. Okay, right. You could buy it on Thursday and we could microwave
That's
it.
True. That's
not like it's going to go bad. All right, I'm done.
Boots stinking up like stale hot dogs all summer long. In the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and Chicago White Sox baseball, I'm Joe Brand, WGN Sports.
Thank you, Joe. Checking WGN traffic now. Those 2 crashes still have those tri-state areas closed. Northbound 294 shut from Dempster to Central because of a crash with an ejection reported. That vehicle slammed into a broken down car. Traffic's being detoured at Dempster. And then westbound 94 is closed from Townline to Buckley Road because of a rollover crash there. That involved an Illinois State Police car as well. Traffic there being forced off at Route 60 or Townline Road. And then some closures in Plainfield, 119th, 248th, Millennium, and Van Dyke, all closed in stretches for the Fast Cat 5K, 10K. Those should reopen at 10:30. Other than that, though, in terms of the interstates, the Kennedy is looking okay. It's about 22 minutes inbound from O'Hare downtown, and the Eisenhower is slightly elevated. It's like 31 to get from 390 to the old post office. And I-57 inbound at I-80, there's a car facing the wrong way on the southbound 57 ramp to westbound 80, not causing really too many delays, but it is something affecting that ramp. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, cloudy today, then windy later, high of 41. Tonight, less rain, but still cloudy and windy, low of 25. Tomorrow, sunny, some clouds, high around 40, and then Monday, mostly cloudy, but warmer, highs in the low 50s. It's 38 now at O'Hare, 40 at Midway, 38 in Frankfurt, and 39 degrees downtown along the lakefront. I'm Don Kleppen in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. I listen
sure.
every Saturday.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I listen to it every Saturday morning.
Well, you're my how-to man. When I have a question, I call you. You're how-to.
Don't be scared. Pick up the phone. Give Lou a call. He's live taking your questions till 10 right here on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Hi, welcome back. This hour of House Smarts Radio, sponsored by Dykstra Home Services at Permaseal Basement Systems, Espoma Organic Potting Soils, ChevyDriveChicago.com, and Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Joyce is in Crystal Lake. Joyce, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
I'm looking to put siding on my house, and I've got estimates. I'm looking at either hardy board or vinyl, but the vinyl I've got from $45,000 down to $12,000, and in between is $22,000 or $23,000. So I'm very confused. But that's for the house, but that's also for gutters and two windows in the front of the house.
Okay, I'm a little confused with everything you just said to me. You're either going to do hardy or vinyl, and the differences between the prices are 45 and 11, or the vinyl was 45.
The vinyl.
So the vinyl price is $45,000.
Right.
Which includes gutters, fascia and soffit, all new siding, and two windows.
Right, but the one estimate that's down to $12,000 is not removed. I have rough cedar on the house now, and it's starting to rot. It's been there since 1954.
Right.
So the $12,000 is not going to be removing the siding, but the other ones are.
Have you ever heard the phrase putting lipstick on a pig?
Yes.
Right. The lipstick looks nice and red, but it's still a pig. The old siding's
right.
got to come off.
That's what I thought.
Right, but $12,000 to $45,000 isn't just taking the siding off. So those numbers are, you probably need to get a couple more estimates so that you can really get some comparison, because that's way too much of a swing to make me comfortable with the pricing that you're going to pay. I know you're in Crystal Lake, but I think that they'll probably go there with one of their crews. Cobblestone Development, which is owned by a friend of mine, they're a sponsor of this show as well. They do siding and can do complete jobs for you. I'd get an estimate from them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Also, another sponsor of ours is Lindholm Roofing. They do siding as well. And do windows. They can help you with that as well. And those would be two people that I would contact. And then another company that's a sponsor here as well is Rogers Roofing. And with a big project like this, Joyce, I can't stress enough for you to get as many estimates as possible so that you can get people in line. Because if you got somebody coming in at $45,000 and somebody else going, hey, I'll do it for $12,000, that $12,000 makes me nervous. But without seeing the house and knowing the work, you know, it's not the kind, you know, a lot of times people will call up and say, hey, I have a 2,000 square foot house. How big should my furnace be? Well, it has nothing. It shouldn't say it has nothing. It has something to do with the square footage, but it has everything to do with number of vents and the amount of insulation and windows, blah, blah, blah. With your house, when it comes to siding, the shape of the home, the number of windows, the trim, all that kind of stuff goes into the factoring when it comes to setting a price.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to get to a consistent number to understand what it should cost you is when you get multiple bids.
Yeah, because the one I have a medium bid in between $23,000.
Right. So that might be the right place, but now we got to check that by getting a couple more. And also, be able to talk with people that you feel comfortable working with.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
And I noticed the difference between the one siding is very flimsy and the other one is a nicer, stronger siding.
If you're going to go with vinyl, you want a thicker mill siding to be more rigid long term. It's a better investment.
Okay.
All right?
Uh-huh.
Good luck, Joyce. Let me know what happens with that project. This is Jean in Bellwood. Hello, Jean. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. I love your show.
Thank you. How can I help you?
Okay. I had new windows put in maybe 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
I used to have trouble with ants in two-corner windows. And since they put the new windows in, never had trouble. This year, this last week, they came back. And I don't know if it's the weather or what, but I seen one or two walking on the wall.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, yesterday, I was cleaning the kitchen, went to lift the blind up, and there was a bunch on the windowsill.
Yeah.
I put ant traps and chili peppers on there. The chili, you know, because I have a dog. I have a little chihuahua that sleeps in the kitchen.
You put chili powder or chili peppers?
Chili pepper. The flakes.
Oh, the flakes.
The chili flakes on the windowsill, because I figured if she got it, it would be hot, but it wouldn't hurt her.
Right.
But I don't know what to do with the ants. I'm not used to it now. I haven't had them for a while.
Well, remember, ants are tiny, but it probably has nothing to do with the windows. It has everything to do with the moisture outside and the moisture in the walls. So combination of ant traps that you have, but also I'd like you to use some ant bait. I really like these ant bait stations by a company called Terro, T-E-R-R-O.
Okay, I'll write it down.
If you get a couple of those bait stations and put it in the corner there by the windows, in a couple 3 days, they should be gone.
All right, where do I get them at? Hardware store?
Hardware store.
Ace? Okay.
All right, Gene.
I'll get them.
Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. Hey, this week on Chicago's Best, get ready for a Big Fat Greek episode where family and food comes first. It's Chicago's Best Greek Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
Today.
Chicago.
Saturday baseball from Kansas City as the Sox take on the Royals. Andy Mazur with your pregame at 12:40. Ed and DJ with the first pitch at 1:15.
Hey, Sox fans. Rick Renneria here. White Sox baseball plays here. 7:20 WGN.
Hi, this is Lindsay from House Smarts Radio, and I'm here with Tom Jenke of Builder's Supply Outlet and The Edge Kitchen and Bath. And we're talking all things spring. Spring cleaning, spring organizing, and spring remodeling.
Lindsay, I can't help you on the spring cleaning or organizing, but I've got you covered on the remodeling. Now is the time to start planning your remodeling project.
I'm here looking around your store and seeing a ton of new products.
We're getting ready for spring, too. We've just brought in new flooring, doors, trim, and vanities. Everything you're going to need for that remodeling project under one roof.
Come in now and let Builder's Supply Outlet and The Edge Kitchen and Bath show you that you don't have to sacrifice quality for price. Believe me, it's worth the drive.
Builder's Supply Outlet and The Edge Kitchen and Bath on Cermak Road at 25th Avenue in Broadview.
Or The Edge on 151st Street in Orland Park.
Or online at our new website, buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Quality and savings are what you get at Builder's Supply Outlet.
Do you have a leaking roof?
Overflowing gutters?
Or worn siding?
Then Lind Home Roofing has you covered.
We are a third-generation family business, owned and operated since 1949. Our grandfather, Tom Lindholm, taught us to give our customers honest, high-quality service at a fair price.
Call for a free estimate. 1-888-4-ROOFER. 1-888-4-ROOFER. Or visit lindholmroofing.com.
Lindholm Roofing. Our family has your family covered.
Mm-hmm. It's official. Spring. Soon it'll be time to wake up the garden to an all-new growing season. Time to prune, plan, clear debris, and stock up on Espoma products. Espoma is the highest quality, most effective natural and organic products for your lawn and garden. Rich organic garden soils, natural plant foods, and organic liquid fertilizer. Those are the ones when you put it on the plants, they go, ooh, that feels so good. It's like itching your dog on the back when they kind of move their butt. That's what it's like. Oh, you'll be amazed what Espoma products will do for your garden. Ask for Espoma at Wanamaker's in Downers Grove and participate in Ace Hardware and True Value Stores. Espoma, natural in the garden since 1929.
Back to your host of House Smarts Radio, Lou Manfredini, on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I know John Williams is not in today. It is Frank Fontana and Sherry Fontana, which will be doing John's show today. So stay tuned for them coming up at 10 o'clock. I do want to give a quick little plug, though, for the Mincing Rascals. You hear John talk a lot about it. And I hope you subscribe to the Mincing Rascals and listen to it. It really is a spectacular podcast, and I will tell you why. Not just about the people that are, the characters change a little bit, but it's typically John and Eric Zorn is there, Steve Bertrand, who keeps John in check most of the time. Patty Vasquez is in there sometimes, Justin Kaufman, and Scott Stantis. What's really fun to listen to with all of them together is they have such a really nice relationship together during the conversation. And they talk about a bunch of issues, and they don't yell at each other, but they do have different positions and different takes. And so with the news of the week or whatever it might be, it's really quite interesting. 30 to 40 minutes. You know, so many podcasts out there right now. But if you're a fan of this radio station and you're a fan of John Williams, I think you'll really enjoy the Mincing Rascals. And if you're not quite sure how to get your podcasts, if you have a smartphone, there's typically an app for podcasts, or you can go to iTunes and you can search out the Mincing Rascals, or you can go to Spotify, many different places to find it. But it's really a lot of fun. And for me, who I travel quite a bit, it's always fun to download those and listen to them on the plane or when you're away from Chicago, because I do like this place and I like to stay connected. So check it out. Mincing Rascals, very, very good. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Don in Crystal Lake. Don, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Thanks very much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
We have a new tone system in our house that we would like to take out. And I'm looking for recommendations on who might do that. It's we've had an electrician that tried to take some of it out, but it seems like the phone wires and are part of the system, and it was more than he could handle. So I thought, well, I'll call Lou and see what he recommends.
Okay. Actually, it's ironic. I mentioned this company earlier today. There's an alarm company that I've done business with for probably 25 years in the city, but they work all over the Chicagoland area. It's a company called Alert Protective.
Okay.
And if you search that out, you could find their phone number and give them a call. They should they should go to Crystal Lake and for a job like that. So, you know, they're not a barber. They don't wait for the people to come to them. So I would give them a call and see if they can help you out.
Okay. That's good. It's just something that it's been here for a long time. We finally said, okay, let's see if we can get rid of it.
Got it. Got it.
Okay.
Give them a call, and I'm sure they'll be able to help you out. Thank you so much for the phone call. Let's talk with Kathy, who's in Bristol. Kathy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. I'm so glad you're there. You have no idea how much I look forward to listening to your show every Saturday.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you very much. How can I help you?
Okay, so I think I made a boo-boo here about a year ago. I got a couple of little puppies, and I thought to help myself and make sure that my hardwood floors would stay relatively damage-free, I laid down a little bit of clear contact paper, and I forgot about it because it's clear. So now that they're housebroken, I went to lift it up, but I have found that it has left behind some adhesive residue. And I'm not sure how to remove it without damaging the hardwood floor. I tried that goo gone,
right,
but it leaves it really oily, and I'm not sure if that's okay, and I just have to work it, you know, put a little elbow grease into it and work it out, or is there another solution that you might have?
Okay, did the goo gone take up the adhesive?
Not really.
Oh, really?
Not really.
Oh.
Unless I didn't work hard enough, I just thought I didn't want to cause any damage.
Do you remember when you did the hardwood floor? Did you use a waterborne finish on the floor or an oil base?
When we bought the house, it was already...
Oh, it was already down. And how old is the house?
It's about 20 years old, but I don't know how old the hardwood floors are. I'm going to say they're original.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Okay, here's what I want you to try. I want you to go back at it. How big of an area are we talking about?
It's like the size of a kitchen table.
Okay.
Maybe 3x3, let's say, four by four.
So the company Gougon makes a product specifically for removing adhesive.
Okay. It comes in a
spray bottle, and what I want you to do is I want you to spray it on, and then with a nylon bristled brush,
mm-hmm.
I want you to scrub the floor. And try a little area first and just say, okay, if I do this brush, yeah, this works, it's coming up, that's great. Then if that works, I want you to do all that and get it all done. Then, in a bucket of warm water, I want you to put a little dishwashing soap. Actually, Dawn works the best.
I have that. Okay.
And put that in a warm bottle with a rag, and then wipe up the oily residue with the Dawn. It'll cut the oil from the Gougon and clean the floor, and that should bring it all up.
Okay. So, do you know what the name of the product is that Gougon makes?
Adhesive remover.
Oh, adhesive. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
It's specifically to that.
Oh, perfect. Okay,
right.
You think I can find that at Ace or
You should find it at the hardware store for sure.
Okay. And the nylon bristle brush is something like a toothbrush?
No, like a scrub brush. You know, like a scrub brush with a handle that you would put on there?
Okay. Okay.
All right, give that a shot, and I think it should work out just fine for you. Thanks so much for the phone call. We'll be right back.
We need to fund our neighborhood schools well.
To lead Chicago.
The neighborhoods are starving, and so we've got to focus like a laser beam on the violence, on rebuilding our schools.
Our city, our choices.
We need to work together to make sure that no parent in Chicago has to choose between buying groceries and taking a sick baby to the doctor.
The election April 2nd. The conversation and coverage is here on Chicago's very own WGN Radio.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Ace has top-rated paint like Valspar and Clark & Kensington. We can even match any color you need with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Ace has top-rated paint, award-winning service, and can match any color. There's also the extra mile promise. If it ever takes more than one trip to complete your paint project, Ace will bring you what you need and delivery's free. See acehardware.com for details. Only at Ace, the helpful place.
Catchy tune? Sure. But I'm Steve Cochran, and there's a place where old cars give new hope without a clever jingle. The American Lung Association has real stories about real people. Like Diane Clark, who was diagnosed with scleroderma, an autoimmune disease that caused lung disease. This led to a double lung transplant in 2015. Thanks to her new lungs, Diane can now help others by raising awareness and money for lung disease research. Real stories, not jingles. Donate your old car to help people like Diane. 800-LUNG-CARS or visit lungcars.org.
Hey, do you have a skylight in your home? Have you looked up at it lately and maybe see signs of leaking and wearing like black mold or small cracks? It's time to call the experts at NSS Exteriors before that crack turns into a leaky nightmare. NSS Exteriors is one of Chicago's oldest and most respected skylight firms specializing in the repair or installation of any type of skylight. They use certified manufacturers like Wasco, an industry leader with a lifetime warranty. Visit NSSskylights.com or call 855-NSS-1966 for a free estimate. Time now for WGN Radio News, sponsored by Chicago Crypto Capital. Into the newsroom, here's Don Kleppen.
Thank you, Lou. Good morning. Another Illinois state trooper killed while on duty this week near Libertyville. 36-year-old trooper Gerald Ellis was driving home around 3:25 this morning when he was hit in Green Oaks. Police say the car was traveling eastbound in the westbound lanes of 94 when it hit Ellis's squad car head-on. Ellis died at the hospital around 4 a.m. He'd been with District 15 in Downers Grove for 11 years. Ellis is the second state trooper to die on Illinois roads this week and the third trooper killed this year. The Illinois Chamber of Commerce backing a 25-cent gas tax increase, which would pump an additional $2 billion a year into the state budget for transportation. The increase would raise the state's motor fuel tax from 19 cents a gallon to 44 cents. The money generated would help pay for needed improvements in the roads, bridges, transit, and other transportation projects. And Southern Illinois University taking steps to ensure that violations of hiring rules are not repeated. The Board of Trustees met yesterday and updated nearly 50 pages of board bylaws, policies, and statutes. Previous SIU interim president Randy Dunn was recently implicated in three improper hires by the Illinois Office of Executive Inspector General. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
My name is David Hochberg of Team Hochberg. If you're credit challenged, Team Hochberg has a special offer. Credit enhancement expert Gary Novell has taught me everything I know about credit and has helped thousands of radio listeners enhance their credit. If your credit is prohibiting you from purchasing a home or refinancing your existing home, Gary will help. Here's how it works. Call Team Hochberg now at 855-56-DAVID and we'll introduce you to Gary Novell. Invest in yourself by hiring Gary to enhance your credit, and Team Hochberg will refund Gary's fee when Team Hochberg closes your loan. If you'd like a professional to enhance your credit so you can purchase a home or refinance your existing home, call the local mortgage experts on Team Hochberg now at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of WGN listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, MB 6676-1019, NMLS 1124061.
For help around the house with roofs, windows, kitchens, bathrooms, home additions, and basement remodels, trust the folks at Mega Pros. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to megapros.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Taking a look at WGN Sports this morning, it's Joe Brand.
Thanks, Don. Despite a valiant comeback effort, the White Sox fell on opening day to the Kansas City Royals 2 days ago. But after a typical day off, the White Sox will continue their season today in Kansas City. Reynaldo Lopez taking the mound against Jake Junis. Coverage starting with Andy Major's pregame show at 12:40. Ed and DJ have the call at 1:15 here on 720 WGN. Cubs play tonight. They're still in Texas visiting the Rangers. First pitch between Yu Darvish and Edinson Volquez is at 7:05. We've reached the Elite Eight in March Madness. Auburn took out number one ranked North Carolina. They'll play Kentucky tomorrow. Michigan State and Duke each had wins last night, so those two coveted programs will fight for the Final Four tomorrow as well. Tonight, Texas Tech takes on Gonzaga, kicking off the Elite Eight. The Bulls are at home tonight as they welcome in Toronto, and the Blackhawks need to win out for any chance of making the playoffs. Tonight they'll play the last place L.A. Kings. Pregame show with Chris Bowden is at 9. John and Troy have the puck drop at 9:30 on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. I'm Joe Brand, WGN Sports.
Thank you, Joe. Checking WGN traffic this morning. 94 westbound closed from Town Line to Route 137 or Buckley Road because of a rollover crash. It's on the northbound tri-state at 176 there. It's traffic's being forced off at Town Line because that crash involved a one wrong-way driver and an Illinois State Police car. Also, 294 northbound closed from Dempster to Central because of a crash there with an ejection reported. It involved a car slamming into a broken down down car traffic is being forced off at Dempster. Outside of that, there are some closures in Plainfield to do with the Fastcat 5K, 10K, 119th, 248th, Millennium Parkway, and Van Dyke all closed. Those should reopen by 10:30. And then in Evergreen Park, the March for Meg 5K is also going on until 10:30. Holman is closed between 102nd and Maple, and St. Louis between 102nd and Maple as well. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center: cloudy and becoming windy later today, high of 41. Tonight, more of the same, low of 25. Tomorrow, sunny, some clouds, high around 40. And then Monday, mostly cloudy but warmer, highs in the low 50s. It's 38 now at O'Hare, 40 at Midway, 38 in Frankfurt, and 39 downtown along the lakefront. I'm Don Kleppen in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and these are the stories that matter on 720 WGN.
Just a minute. I have to tell you, I went to Menards, and I got a hold of a guy in the paint section, and he said, oh, I listen to Lou Manfredini all the time. And don't get anything else because you won't be satisfied, because Lou told you so.
Some nights I stay up, casting in my feather.
Welcome back.
Some nights I call it a draw.
House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. On 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number.
But I still wake up, I still see a ghost. But Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. What do
spring
I stand
is
for?
Coming, that is for sure. Let's get back to your phone calls right now.
I don't know anymore.
Craig is in Oswego. Hey, Craig, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou, how are you doing?
Good, sir. How can I help you?
Well, I've got an old cedar fence that's fairly green, and I've always heard that bleach water works, but I was wondering if you have a better product that I could spray that could bring it back to just the gray that it looks when it's dry.
Sure. Have you heard me talk at all about this product called Wet and Forget?
I have.
Okay. They may. How long of a fence line are we talking about?
Well, I've probably got 300 feet of fence line.
Okay. I want you to. And what is along the fence line? Grass.
Yes, grass, and then
some vegetation.
Vegetation, gardens.
Okay. Probably for this application, they do make a hose end sprayer that you can put on the end of a garden hose and just spray it, but you get a lot of overspray in that respect. It's really good for roofs and siding, but
I've got a pump sprayer.
Perfect. I want you to take the garden hose and get all the grass and vegetation wet, okay? Then use that pump sprayer. It's a concentrate. It's really important that you follow the instructions on the bottle, because I think if my memory serves, it's like one part of Wet and Forget to five parts water, okay? If you increase the ratio, it doesn't make it work any better. So follow the instructions. Put that in your pump sprayer. Wet everything down first, and then go ahead and apply it to the fence. Wet everything down when you're done, you know, because there'll be a little bit of overspray. And probably in about 30 days, you're going to see that green kind of going away. It's going to take care of that organic material, and it gets you back to gray.
Okay, now you're saying wet all the vegetation. Now, do you want me to wet the fence too?
It actually no, you don't need to wet the fence.
Okay.
No,
okay.
But you just want to, if you get any overspray on the vegetation, because the whole idea behind this is, you know, that green that you have is organic material that's on there, right? And so it kills.
Right. I don't want to kill any vegetation.
Correct. So that's the trick on wetting everything first.
Awesome.
All right, sir.
Awesome. Hey, I got, you know, I was listening to your siding people earlier, and I don't know if you talked about this situation or not, but my house was built in 91, and it's aluminum siding.
Right.
And you know how it dulls.
Right.
Well, I had a gentleman paint my siding with a high-end Sherwin-Williams 2 years ago.
and it still looks like it was just painted.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the beauty part about painting aluminum siding is that, you know, did he wash the building first? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. He prepped it very well.
Right. So once you wash it and get rid of that chalkiness, you really have a nice base for the paint to grab onto. In particular, with the old aluminum siding, as that finish starts to break away, the new paint sort of bonds with it. The only downside to painting it is now you do have a painted surface. You know what I mean? So eventually you'll have to repaint it. But it's a lot cheaper than re-siding it. And, you know, people just aren't doing – aluminum siding is not a – you know, vinyl siding is such a better product as far as, you know, the color going all the way through that – it's very rare to see, you know, the percentage of homes being done with aluminum siding now are very small.
Right. And I can, you know, the price cost between getting it painted and replacing it was just...
Oh, it's night and day.
It was a no-brainer.
No-brainer. Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. Craig, thanks so much for the phone call. Yeah, have a great day. I appreciate you being part of the show this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll get back to your phone calls right after I tell you about this. It's me, Lou Manfredini. If you're in the market for new windows, well, the folks at Gilkey encourage you to shop around. Why? Well, because they're confident that if you do your research, you'll make the smart decision and choose Gilkey. So don't be fooled by these high-pressure today-only discounts or, you know, you got to sign up now and we'll get it to you. Because for 40 years... Gilkey has let the quality of their windows speak for themselves. Right now, you can buy one and get one 40% off on the fiberglass or vinyl windows and doors, or you can get up to 5 years of no-interest financing. If you'd like to learn more or to set up a free no-obligation in-home visit and estimate, give Gilkey a call and tell them I told you to call. 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-GILKEY. Or visit them online at Gilkey.com. You can choose vinyl or you can choose fiberglass. You just need to be sure to choose Gilkey.
Today, a Chicago sports-packed afternoon and evening on 720 WGN. First,
the Chicago White Sox, the Kansas City Royals.
Ed and DJ have the first pitch at 1:15. White Sox Weekly and the Beat right after baseball, and then...
the Chicago Blackhawks, the Los Angeles Kings.
Bowden's late pregame at 9. John and Troy from the Staples Center at 9:30.
Baseball flagship.
Got him. Sox win.
The hockey flagship.
Hawks win!
The place to come for Chicago sports, 720 WGN.
Happy birthday. Joe just turned 67. He's living life to the fullest, all while fighting cancer. Darlene, she's been living with HIV for 24 years and just loves going to the playground with her grandkids. What do Joe and Darlene have in common? They both have access to medicine through Medicare's 6 protected classes that guarantees treatment for patients with cancer, HIV/AIDS, epilepsy, mental illness, and other chronic conditions. Yet, the Department of Health and Human Services is pushing to change this life-saving policy, shredding critical protections seniors rely on. Seniors need Congress to help stop these changes, and Congressman Brad Schneider is leading the charge. Call him at 202-224-3121. Thank him for fighting to protect Medicare. Urge Congressman Schneider to stand up for seniors by stopping changes to Medicare's 6 protected classes today. Paid for by Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Change is good. And maybe it's time to change your ride. Look no further than the all-new Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickup on the road. Plus, Chevy Silverado comes with an available 4G Wi-Fi hotspot for seamless communication and all the latest safety features like forward collision alert, lane change alert with side blind zone alert, and front and rear park assist. Silverado is designed to handle the toughest loads with its advanced trailering technology. Now, it's tough on the road and off. And the all-new design, well, it gives you more cargo space than the competition. Chevy Truck Month ends on Monday, so hurry. Get 0% APR financing on the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LT All-Star. Doesn't get any lower than zero. Head on over to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. See why Chevy is once again the number one best-selling brand in Chicagoland, now 8 years running. Change is good, and now it pays big. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Joe in Hinsdale. Joe, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you, sir?
I have a two-unit apartment, and I have a problem with the plumbing. I'm getting murky, kind of murky water.
My dad.
About your home.
Lou Manfredini.
Hold on. I don't know what happened there. Something happened.
Okay.
Oh, say that again.
Okay, I'm getting murky or milky water out of all of the faucets in both units. I've changed the cartridges in all of the faucets. I put a new water heater in, and the problem still persists, and I don't know what causes it.
The murkiness happened before you put the water heater in?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to back up a little bit. You've had this building for a long time, never had this problem.
Well, I'm not exactly sure that I've never had the problem because I don't live in it. And, the tenants have never reported it until just recently.
Okay.
So it may have been going on for a while. I'm not sure.
Okay. You didn't do anything like replace a water meter or anything like that recently?
No.
Okay. And do you notice when you go there to look at this, does the murkiness come all the time, initially when you first turn it on, when it sits overnight?
It seems to be all the time.
All right. Well, there's got to be some sort of issue with some pipe. If it's an older building like old galvanized piping, we probably need to test it starting at the meter, you know where the meter is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and is that, you have a basement in this building?
Yes.
Do you have a laundry sink in that building?
Yes.
All right, so laundry sink is unrestricted water typically, meaning that if you go hit that valve, you should have no restriction on it. You should get a lot of flow coming out of there. What I would do, that'll probably be the closest thing to the valve. Take a, you know, like a mason jar or something like that and fill up a mason jar, you know, when there's no water running and see what the quality of that water looks like at that point. And if you see...
Down in the basement you're talking about?
In the basement, correct.
Okay.
This is for you to do before we hire a plumber. And then,
okay.
You know, kind of hold that mason jar up or glass, whatever it is, and take a look at it and say, wow, that doesn't look so good. Then run that water for a while, you know, 5 minutes or so, kill it. Wait a couple minutes, and then draw it again and see if anything improves. If it improves, then we have something in that line. There's some connection somewhere that's an old galvanized pipe or something that's rusting that has to be coming. If it's going into both units, it's got to be coming through the risers heading up to those units. And a plumber may be able to localize, or he may have to replace some of the risers to eliminate this problem. There is a company that you've heard on this radio station that does, they do pipe replacements. This is all they do is they the company's called Repipe Specialists.
Okay.
Repipe Specialists. And if you contact them, you know, after you try this all out, they could be somebody that you could look into. I hear the boss. What does the boss want to tell me?
If it makes any difference, the building was built in 97, and it has copper piping.
Well, if it was built in 97 and it's all copper piping, then there's some connection somewhere that is causing this murkiness to occur. And there's something like a dielectric union that's not being used on something that's causing this murkiness. But I would start with drawing this thing from the laundry sink and see what happens. If it clears up after you run it for a little bit, then you need to have a plumber come and take a look and see if there's some connection. Somewhere there's probably a piece of copper touching a piece of galvanized, and you're getting electrolysis that could be causing this problem.
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right. I appreciate you calling today. Thanks so much. 9:51 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Radio Theater.
In the air.
You know what our call letters WGN stand for, don't you?
WGN Radio Theater.
The special 3-hour presentation.
With Pearl Amari and Lisa Wolf.
Experience the golden age of radio on the WGN Radio Theater.
On Saturday, the adventures of Philip Marlowe, X-1, and the debut of Strange Wills.
On Sunday night, we have Broadway is My Beat and the Burns and Allen Show.
WGN Radio Theater can be heard every Saturday and Sunday night at 11 p.m. right here on 720 WGN.
Mm-hmm. Remember, heating and cooling systems, well, they're only as good as the people who install them. Sure, you need good quality equipment, but you need it installed by a trusted company. Hire Dykstra Home Services. They install top-line Carrier equipment, and they've been in business for 93 years. Turn to the experts. They're the ones you can trust to not only install, but also maintain your equipment for as long as you're in your home. Warmer temperatures are around the corner, and for a while now, your air conditioner has sat idle. It's accumulated dust, dirt, and leaves. Well, the result, wear and tear, blocked airflow, and gradual loss of efficiency. You can hire Dykstra Home Services for your air conditioning maintenance. Dykstra will come to your home and take measures to eliminate problems before they start. This will ensure a cleaner, healthier, and a more comfortable home this summer. The best $100 you'll ever spend. Call 800-421-3220. That's 800-421-3220. Or visit DykstraHomeServices.com.
Experience the partnership of working with your local independent Marvin dealer, Searles Windows and Doors, for your next project.
Working with your independent Marvin Windows and Doors dealer will forever change the way you spec, select, and recommend windows and doors. Whether it's products that help fulfill your creative vision or support that goes above and beyond, your Marvin dealer is your true partner from beginning to end. Marvin Windows and Doors is a fourth-generation family-owned business backed by a commitment to quality, craftsmanship, and innovation. Building windows and doors the right way and only available from local Marvin experts.
Find the best window and door solutions for your next project at Searles Windows and Doors. At Searles, you'll get the level of expertise and service that your project deserves. Family-owned and operated for over 40 years with beautiful showrooms both in the city and the suburbs. For your next project, visit SEARLSwindows.discovermarvin.com.
Whether it's backed up, dripping, flooding, or spraying, you consider it a plumbing disaster. Well, consider ABC and consider it done. Schedule today at 4abc.com. ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Consider it done.
720 WGN Chicago.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. A couple more calls. Oh, we didn't want to do that. We want to do that. Mary's in Highland, Indiana. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for being there. I've listened to you for years, and I haven't heard you cover this subject. But I have a 20-foot ceiling in my living room, townhome.
Okay.
And I want to buy a ceiling fan. I've been out looking. I've talked to the merchants. I've tried to get people to give me an estimate on what size fan to buy. Now they're telling me anywhere from a 52 to a 70. I've been out several times looking. And I'm not quite sure. I have a loft, and it sets back. The loft railing is 5 foot from the ceiling in the French room.
Okay.
Then I have a foyer light hanging, and it's about 7 foot from the box where the fan's going to go. The box is already there. And let's see what else. So living room, 16 by 11 is the loft size, and I don't know what size fan to buy.
Well,
or how
okay.
long a down rod.
Now, when you're talking about the railing, in other words, if I'm standing at the railing, the box is 7 feet away?
No, the box is from the railing in the loft, the box is probably, well, it's half the front room thing.
Oh, so I'm not going to,
yeah, 7 foot.
I'm not going to be able to reach the fan.
No.
Okay.
No.
So you have a couple of options. When you have a large space like that, you can really do something interesting and fun design-wise and go with a really cool-looking fan that might be bigger if you want. And, you know, that's going to move a lot of air. But when you get to those really big fans, you'll probably rarely turn it on high because
it'll blow everything away.
Right. I mean, it moves a lot of air. We have a situation in our home where we've got a lofted ceiling and have probably, it's a 52-inch fan. It's a three-blade, kind of simple, very sleek design, and it's on a, you know, a fan control speed switch on the wall.
Right.
And it moves a lot of air. 52-inch fan moves a lot of air. You get to a 72-inch fan, that's a big fan, and it becomes a focal point in that room, depending on, you know, how deep of a drop rod you go. And when you have a 72-inch fan, the drop rod will have to increase so you have clearance from the ceiling.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So you're 20 feet high, probably, to depending on the angle of the ceiling, you know, it wouldn't it wouldn't surprise me if you had to put like a 3-foot down rod to clear everything. Okay. Now, you still have plenty of space, but then it's very important when it gets installed that the fan is balanced properly so that you don't get any shake, rattle, and roll.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. I'm going to have an electrician put it in.
Yeah. So, and we want to make sure that they balance that out. I will tell you, let's see, you're in Highland, Indiana. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really want to go to a place that has, you know, the big boxes and places like that, they have a decent selection, but it's not a great selection.
Right.
So you want to go someplace where you can really see a lot of cool-looking fans on display.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with places in Highland that would have something like that. There is a place in LaGrange, which is not close to you, but it's in LaGrange, Illinois, called Hortons of LaGrange.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of fans on display that are really sharp. You can also do stuff online. You know, you can see a lot of that stuff. But the fan, I mean, it sounds like you're really trying to, you know, make the right decision. I think it's definitely something you want to see as opposed to just.
Absolutely.
As opposed to just, you know, buying online and taking a stab at it.
Yeah, I don't buy anything online.
Then that is not for you, Mary. But that's what I would. That's what I would try.
So, what do you think? Do you think a 52 to a 60, not the 70?
I mean, without seeing the space, it's hard for me to tell you. 72 is a big fan. That is a big fan. 60, you know, based on what you're telling me, you could get away with. But I will tell you that a 52-inch fan moves a lot of air. Okay, but you don't want it to look—you don't want it to look too dinky.
Yeah, I looked at a neighbor's; they have the same thing. We have these 20-foot of window in front too.
Right.
You know, that's going to be hanging in front.
Right.
And they put up. I went down. They told me they put a 52, and I looked up and I went, "Oh my God, that's so tiny."
Well, if you visually have seen, you know, that space with a 52, and it already looks small. Then go to a 60.
Go to a 60, but not to the 70.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Marcia for producing today. Thank you. Don on the news. Joe on the sports today. And Bob Ferguson for pushing all the buttons. Frank Fontana and Sherry Fontana are in for John. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Lou.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing great, man. It's been a minute. How's everything?
Everything's great. Nice to have you guys in on a Saturday. What are we covering today?
Well, I dragged my wife with me for, you know.
So we're gonna get some real good conversation.
Can you tell how excited I am to be here?
it's going to be a marital advice kind of show, Lou.
You know, it's real simple, Frank. Happy wife.
Happy life.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's really simple.
It really is.
I mean, if more men would really just come over to the dark, I mean, the right side, that's what I meant to say. They would really, really just, life would be so much better.
I think Lou needs to go into to couples counseling here. I think you'd be
good. Not at all. Look at me. Have you ever seen me happier?
No.
Ask my wife.
I will. You do it pretty much all morning with all your calls. You're the therapist, my
Thank
friend.
Thank you. Exactly.
Good to hear your voice.
All right. Have a great show, you two.
Thanks.